Hi, this is Bill Burr, and you're listening to You Know What, Dude? I'm going to do a podcast too, dude. And I'm going to have a studio with fucking guitars on the wall, dude. A fucking cardboard cutout. That's me, dude. On fucking riotcast.com. One of the greatest cunts I ever met in my life. Go fuck yourself. Hey, what's up? It's Bill Burr,
Joe DeRosa.
Hey, everybody. It's Robert Kelly.
And we're here to tell you that the three of us wrote a book. We wrote a book called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
The title pretty much says it all. It's filthy, it's funny, and it's available now.
And since we spent 2 years of our lives writing this goddamn thing, we'd really appreciate it if you went out and bought it right now.
Go to Amazon.com or your local bookstore and get a copy of Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. It'll make you laugh.
Oh, and there's also a bonus. The book also includes a link to watch our short film, which is also called Cheat, that we got into the Tribeca Film Festival. We're really proud of it.
So please, get the book so you can watch the movie. Cheat, the book and the movie, available now.
That's it. No excuses, no nothing. God damn it, help us out. Go buy Cheat.
Cheat.
Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
David Price, college baseball is the best.
All right.
College baseball is like, it'll be 12 to nothing. It's like Little League. And then like that, they can come back. Because aluminum bats, it's like exciting.
That noise scares the shit
out
of me.
But they get a lot. But our football program's making.
Because you remember that as a kid?
Some changes.
Yeah, because I remember taking a coach. Line drive.
Dan
Peyton was supposed to go to the Titans.
Dan.
He said he was.
I love
Funk
S1
off a shin bone. You guys hear yourself?
Yep.
You good? All right, you got to kind of eat these mics too, Burr. The Shure 58s.
Wow.
All right, we're in, man. We're in. It's been rolling. This is another episode of You Know What, Dude. I had a thing in my mouth.
That was animal-like.
You Know What, Dude. We got Kelly Festooks.
Oh, hi, guys.
Who popped a cherry this weekend.
Oh, boy. Yep.
With me and Dan. First time she ever played... A real gig.
Yeah.
Ever.
A real paycheck.
She got a real paycheck this weekend.
Not $5 from the door.
How exciting was that?
It was fucking amazing.
So anyways, we got Dan, Monster Voice.
Hello.
Soda.
Hello.
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just being himself.
You're just staring at me.
What?
You're just staring at me.
It's those eyes, man. Sometimes you fucking get me. That's why you have that radio voice and those fucking eyes.
What are you saying? I got serial killer eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. Take over the podcast. Go ahead. Watch this, Bill.
Here we are. We're here with Nate Bargatze is here.
Am I allowed to talk before my intro?
You can talk whenever you want,
go
dude.
Go around?
Yeah.
Are you trying to make this as unprofessional as
no.
Hey, I'm spitting out a mint. We're just freewheeling here, dude.
Yeah, that's where we do it. We don't. There's no episode number. I don't know where we are.
I hype your me being on this podcast.
You did?
I'm trashing your podcast and your studio.
You did?
I can't remember what I said. It just was something about studio and like a 12-minute... Yeah.
You know, it's funny is though, Norton gets credit for the dude, but it's Burr is the one who invented the fucking dude.
Yeah.
The
long time. Well, forever ago.
When we used to live together, he would sit there for fucking hours and come up with scenarios where I'd be...
Bobby Kelly learns guitar. And it'd be... Bobby Kelly falls off a bridge. No, you were hanging from a bridge, and you thought something. You saw somebody who could help you, and then he stepped on your fingers. Dude. All That's what we did instead of writing jokes.
Oh, I can't believe we haven't done that yet.
But he'd do it for hours.
What was the one where you were waking somebody up? It was something about, dude. Dude.
Dude?
No, no, no. It was a, hey, dude. That was fucking, that was awful.
There was, no, there was one with, there was some type of monster in a closet. And you were like, dude?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
And then Bobby would try to bring up the most disgusting old lady porn with her legs spread.
Oh, yeah. And I remember that exact photo.
No, yeah, I'd have no idea.
Yeah.
And we'd be watching TV and you'd be like, burr. And I'd look over. It's disgusting.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of his shit last night. I was just about to go on stage and said, good luck, fuckhead. And I just looked and went, oh, God, it's a shit.
That's wrong, man.
That's when I know. Yeah,
actually.
No, it was good. It made me feel like I was a part of something, you know?
Oh, all right. Okay, maybe just in my world.
She was last night. Was the first, she came. I was doing Levity Live, which is a beautiful club, by the way.
Oh, gorgeous.
Man. Let's promote that shit. It's really nice club. Out of, like the road clubs, brand new. Food, green rooms, awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. But Dan was with me.
Remember the writings on the wall. It's when somebody makes a gorgeous comedy club. Gorgeous comedy clubs never survive.
Oh, they do survive.
Comics.
All the improvs. Comics.
The improvs are gorgeous.
Well, they have you ever been to fucking Side Splitters in Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the fucking couch.
That's a comedy club. Dude, the fucking improvs.
I mean, I agree with you.
Improvs are Groundhog Day. It's the same fucking club. No, look, same Red Seat.
Absolutely.
The same David Spade.
But
with
they're
the
beautiful clubs.
Necklace.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's
Sarah Silverman looking down at her notes. Jerry Seinfeld with the black V-neck sweater. I can picture all those going around.
All the comics that don't play the club ever.
Yeah, everyone who made it. Back when Montreal meant something.
Yeah, right.
Hey, all right.
No, I agree with you. I think those clubs, I would rather play a Side Splitters with a couch and a throw blanket with bed bugs on it than the same exact club over and over. But this club is good. But Comics was way too much.
Comics was awesome.
It was awesome, but it was way too fucking. Dude, I remember going there and they had homemade donuts in the green room the first like month they were open.
They threw those at me, the crowd.
What?
The crowd threw those at me.
They threw donuts?
Why?
I think you have that online, right?
Yeah, I had that online for a while. It was some fucking advertising company, and they were being dicks.
Really?
So I just trashed them, saying that they all gave up on their dreams because nobody dreamed about being in advertising when they were 8 years old. And just like, lobbed a couple. I think just threw one at me. It was kind of cool because it was powdered. So when it hit me, it did like that little explosion.
Did you do the slow-mo in the video?
Somebody else put it up and somebody did that.
Oh, really?
The ripoff of the Chappelle show.
That's funny.
That everybody stole from Neil Brennan, I believe.
Was it Neil Brennan?
Well, one of them, him or Dave, came up with that, right?
I don't know. Well, we know that Neil Brennan did create the Chappelle show because he tells you every time he meets you.
Jesus. I know him. He's never said that to me.
he winks it to me in Morse code. So anyways, we did this show this weekend. Kelly... It was her first weekend hosting ever. This is your first real gig. You've been doing open mics since you came from Australia.
Why are you holding?
Yeah, I was just
gonna say. I don't know what he's about to say.
That was the most awkward body.
She's fucking. There's something wrong with her. I know she looks normal. She's a very pretty girl. She's from Australia. You never. There's something.
What is she from Australia?
Because I always figured Australia people just nothing wrong with, like Olivia Newton-John. There's nothing wrong with her until she got cancer of the boobs. That and then I was like, wow, they are human. But she's a fucking. She's nervous. That's what she is. Because you're here. She's a little nervous.
I thought it was because Nate's here.
Yeah. But you did good. You did good. I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
Yeah. You started off a little fucked up. Whew. Yeah, but then you pulled it out. You pulled it out and you had fun.
It was fun. It was great. It was the best.
The way she brings you up on stage, though, you're coming up. She just knows your credits and blah blah blah. As long as it takes, she's doing them, and she doesn't watch you as you walk up. So you're kind of right there, kind of when they'll look. I'll speed it up. All right, you guys ready for Robert Kelly? She just fucking blew. He's been on this. He's been on that. He's been on this. You seen him on this? He was on Opie and Anthony.
He had a sandwich in the green room. Everything's all right. And
you're standing there staring at the side of her head, and she's like, "Okay, Robert Kelly."
I got it. Yeah, but I think by the third or fourth show, like when you came on, when we passed each other, you went. Finally, you got it. Yeah. Jesus.
Well, you looked. Yeah. She finally looked over and saw me right there.
Woo-hoo.
But it was a good time.
Yeah,
good
best
time.
Summer ever. It was awesome.
This is your best. Is that the most money you've ever made?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do with that money?
Pay my rent.
Really?
First time I ever got paid, Freddie Stone gave me $5 gas money.
That's it?
Freddie Stone. Well, I mean, you know, I probably had 3 minutes of material. I was pretty psyched.
I got paid $25 to drive the middler for Gilbert Godfrey to Chicopee, and I got Chinese food.
Wow.
And I remember Gilbert Godfrey ordered $100 worth of Chinese food, and that's when I worked with the retarded guys. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And he was staying in a room with no fridge at a hotel. And I was like, hey, I live with mental retarded people. I did love that. I'd take it back to him if you're not going to use it. He goes, nah. And he gave me the white rice. And he took a fucking $100 worth of Chinese food back to his fucking room.
Jesus.
With no fridge. No fridge.
That's a pretty funny fucking.
And
you.
He bombed. Did he fucking. I've never seen someone take a hot one and not be fazed at one fucking iota. Didn't acknowledge anybody leaving. People were getting up in droves. And he was just up there do it with a napkin.
They didn't get it. I mean, he was. I saw him at Knicks a long time ago. He was killing me.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, they were used to that Boston style. Yeah. He probably had to go on after some beast, you know.
Yeah, he had to go on after a Colorado guy.
He did some joke about, said I ran into Jackie Onassis the other day, and I was like, Jackie, do you remember where you were? And I fucking died laughing. Thing was hilarious. And people were like, remember where she was when? This guy fucking sucks.
He had, everybody walked out, but I remember the next night he fucking killed it. Everybody there fucking, he killed it. And Colin Quinn, that happened to Quinn a couple times too. Quinn had to be walked out. Joe Iannetti had to fucking go on stage and go, look, I'm from fucking East Boston. This guy's walking out with me. And they had to walk him to the kitchen because Quinn pissed everybody off. I remember that. Do you guys talk anymore? Are you guys,
I just like watching you.
This is what happens.
You failed on that story.
No, this is what happens, Bill. Anytime I have a fucking comic in, like above these twats, if it was just a, brother, you wouldn't shut this cocksucker up. He'd be talking, not him. He just throws shit in every once in a while.
He's a sniper.
Than when the point guard blames the team.
Thank you.
After you bring the ball up.
I'm down in the post waiting for it.
We were waiting for you.
You fucking both just stay. I can't shut you two up.
No, it was the other way
I'm
around.
I'm telling you, Bill. I know what you're doing.
Self-conscious.
I know what you're doing.
Everyone was listening to you.
How about this?
And then did he or did he not bail on that story?
Yeah.
How about this? How about when you're in the middle of a story and then you fucking, you know that you need to lateral this motherfucker, but these cocksuckers are way at the
goal
line.
You're not even tossing it to me.
I tossed
you
it.
You didn't toss anything.
But it's also, it's your
You could have done a voice.
I could have, but I didn't.
It's your story.
Boston voice.
Don't you look at me just to toss in a voice whenever it feels. This isn't morning zoo.
I'm kidding.
This
that
isn't
story.
Fucking.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it is. Come on, let's get new. This reeks
I think,
of it.
there he comes.
That story, you want to throw it to us? That story was like from 84. Wasn't
that's
it?
That's true.
It was your story.
It's true. You had nothing to add. You could have went into another bombing story that you've seen.
Talking about Kelly this weekend.
She didn't bomb this weekend.
No.
Because they didn't boo. No one. We're talking get the fuck off the stage. I mean, yeah, she didn't do great. She didn't kill it. But she didn't even know how to. She's never been on a stage that big.
Yeah.
She held the microphone like you could see that she's used to working on a stage 3 feet by 2 feet. Because yeah. That's the only. She went from here to here and then turned her body.
Bobby, normally my stage is an Italian restaurant floor where people are trying to eat.
Right.
So, like, it's not
you could tell.
A big stretch.
Yeah, this stage was huge. And she was holding the microphone and turning her body this way like your open mics that you do.
I wanted to just flash dance. Like, I thought. Stage to speak, I should. Is that a bomb?
But
a
bomb. Where's that? The handkerchief? There
here
you go.
It says the bomb. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but it was one of those stories where it's fucking another old Boston comic.
It was that bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think she wrote that down. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I did.
I'm trying to jump in.
And I fucked you. Yeah, but you know what? I was calling an audible.
You were at the line. But it was one of those stories where it was like one of those old Boston comics that I don't know. You're like, fucking Charles McDonough is there. Fucking Walking Quinn. I didn't know who
Charles McDonough?
That sounds like an old Boston comic.
It actually does sound like an old. Dude, did you see Charles McDonough this weekend with the guitar? well, anyways, Bill, I'm glad to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here, Bob.
I'm glad you're here, dude. I got to split
a cab to come down here.
You didn't split shit, first of all.
I'm just
I hailed it.
I got this today, actually, and I figured I'd open it with Bill here.
Like that Bill said that this reeks of morning zoo, because I've been trying to say that this does have sometimes a morning zoo feeling.
Does it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, you can actually not show up then when that happens. How's that sound?
All right.
He's got the picture on the mics. You know, he's eating the microphone. The world is getting to me.
It's Bobby and the Monster, 101.9.
Oh, there we go.
There it is right here.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you guys.
To hype that movie Cheat that we did.
Here the fuck it is. This is the actual book. That's the official book that's coming out.
Man's Guide to Infidelity right there.
Cheat. A Man's Guide to Infidelity is coming out, I think, the 16th of October. And this is, you want to pass that around, check it out. That's the official copy that's coming out. Me, Billy Burr, and Joe DeRosa wrote and produced a movie, and Joe directed.
When can we see this movie? I can't.
Well, this is the deal. I'm getting to that. Is that we're having a big book promotion. It's coming out the 16th. Okay, at the Village Underground. We're working it out right now. We're going to have two shows. We're going to do a show. Billy can't make it. He's going to be in Australia.
You're going to be in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you going to go down to Melbourne at all? You got to go. Melbourne's awesome.
He's got to finish the promo.
I'm sorry.
One second. Just got to get the promo out.
The 16th.
The who's, what's, and where's.
The 16th, we're going to be selling the book and doing a show and showing the movie. Which is what the book was based off of.
Yeah, initially the movie, as I understood, was supposed to be in the back of the book. That's what I was told. So this whole fucking thing made sense. Now it's just the link. So what I'm nervous is one guy buys it and then uploads the link and then we're fucked.
Now,
don't you see that big gaping hole in this whole process?
No, because it's not
like this book is fucking hilarious and it's unapologetic. And we're just, you know, it totally makes sense with the movie. And it's also one of these things that so many people either are doing, have done, or thought about. And everybody, like, the act of cheating, the amount of people who have engaged in it on some level but sit there and they condemn it when it's brought up publicly is fucking ridiculous. And it's about time for people to read this goddamn book and laugh about it and see yourself in this fucking thing before you get on your stumps. Go fuck yourselves.
It's a good book. I read it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm reading it while pooping. I don't want to read on the subway just in case I meet a nice girl and she's like, "You're a piece of shit." I'm like, just practicing.
Well, yeah,
she probably did it too.
Hey, you don't think she's cheated?
Yeah.
Mentally on some fucking level.
Yeah.
It is unapologetic. When I read it, I was just like, at first I was like, fucking hell. Like, I can't trust anybody. Like, I'm fucked.
Well, you've never cheated on anybody?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
I've never cheated.
Oh, she did. She lied.
No,
cheated.
Because I stuttered on my word.
You never cheated on a guy?
Nope.
Ever.
Not even, like, mentally, not what even flirting, not even, like...
Probably, like, a little flirty-flirt, but I never put a dick where I wasn't supposed to go.
But you never made out with a guy?
No, I never met out with a guy.
Did you ever play... You ever flick the bean to another guy while you were with another guy?
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
That's cheating.
No!
It's emotional cheating.
Cheating is when you put your dick where...
If I told my wife, I just jerked off to Kelly last night, she would be like, are you a... She'd be pissed. You'd be mad, too. Everybody would be mad at me. Not that I'd ever do that because of your fucking asshole stories.
Yeah. Right.
But that's emotional cheating. My wife would be mad. If I told my wife that I jerked off to her friend, her best friend Debbie, she'd be like, you're a fucking ass. She'd be pissed.
Yeah. But what I liked about it, though, is like, it's like girls should be reading that too so they can understand and get it. Because that's the honesty of it. People are fucking liars. Yeah. No one fucking, like...
Well, we
like,
say in the beginning, the reason why we didn't write it for women is because you guys don't need one because you're so goddamn good at it, naturally.
Like cats.
Naturally. Not saying you all do it, but if you're going to do it, a guy is never going to figure it. I mean, the percentage rate of getting caught, it's the guy's thing is through the roof. Women, like, I think rarely... I don't think a male eagle allows you to even think... Why would you cheat on this?
Look at all this. You want more than this? No, you don't.
My sign is always whenever I meet a guy that has more than one phone. Like everyone has a phone, but you know
are
some
you
guys
dating drug dealers.
Right? I had a like,
dating guys with burners.
One of my best friends, like, and he had two phones. Like, one's my like personal phone, one's my work phone. And I'm like, this dude, fuck him. Like,
yeah,
this
exactly.
is exactly totally. What he's doing. What do you think he's not
well,
fucking
that,
around?
That's
he
why
totally was.
Norton has a naughty boy phone and a good boy phone.
Mm.
He has a regular phone For business and such and girlfriends, and then he has his little naughty boy phone.
Why are you writing him out?
He says it on ONA as a song. Good boy phone and a naughty boy phone. The fucking Jamaican guy he turns into. But the book is, our first editor, when she, remember we were going through her edits and it just said, really? Like most of her fucking things were like, really, with a big question mark. And we were like, fucking yes, yeah, that's what we do.
This is one of these books you're either going to totally get and see the humor.
Yes.
Or you're going to think it's the most despicable thing ever written.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But most people who read it were like, even Colin or that the writer that we gave it to, were like, this is a real book. This isn't a, you know, some Urban Outfitters book. This is a real book written in a real way. The psychology is all somewhat real, but
it's like
really,
bank robbers wrote a book on robbing a bank.
Right, exactly. Perfect, yeah.
After that's, they got caught, yeah, and they're sitting in jail.
This is the serial killer guide. When the guy's like, "I got to make some money for
that's
my family."
What it is?
This is how you get rid of the body.
not saying you should do it, but if you're gonna do it,
which you will,
if you're compelled to murder someone,
here are some guidelines to follow. And not saying you'll definitely not get caught, but at least give yourself a jumping off point. Yeah, it's like you've never made spaghetti sauce before. You want some sort of a recipe that, you know, and then you can add your own basil to it.
It's a dick cookbook.
Yeah. There you go.
But here's the thing, too, though. It's not just me, you know, a guy banging a square, like another chick.
The square?
Yeah, going through all, like, most people think cheating, you're with a girl or a wife, and then you fuck another girl. Okay? It goes through the whole thing. How to cheat with your phone, and texting, and massage parlors, and whores, and it goes through every single way of cheating, because most people think that just cheating is fucking another person equivalent to your chick or less or more than. But there's a lot of different ways to cheat.
My favorite parts are the anecdotes. We had all our friends who told stories
about
getting caught. Yeah. Anthony's is great. Yeah. We're not going to talk about any of them, but they're all
Gnomes.
The
I love Gnomes.
Yeah. Gnomes is unbelievable.
Gnomes is my fucking favorite.
Now, would the church condemn this, Nate?
I mean, probably, yeah. Probably.
Nate is very religious.
No, Nate, I mean.
Yeah. He's just a southern boy.
Yeah, southern boy.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's smart. He's smart. He lives by some sort of guidelines. As long as you don't totally buy into it, which he hasn't because he moved to this sinful city. He maintained his...
And then he left as soon as he found his wife was pregnant. Yeah. He loaded up the truck and moved back.
I can't
back
have my kin learning all this stuff. I want to see the movie. Every time I asked DeRosa twice to see the movie, I went over to his house and he was like, I don't want to watch it.
We held it because we wanted people to get the book. Yeah. And now you'll be able to, but like I know, there'll be a website that you'll be able to go to. But
no, we wrote the book so they'd just go see the movie.
Well, we wrote the book.
It was supposed to come in the back, which it isn't anymore. Now it's just the link. Because now we just essentially wrote a book like advocating cheating, and it's taken on a totally different fucking angle.
here's a book on cheating.
No, this is a promotional tool for a fucking film, you cunt.
But here's
the deal. Don't walk away from me on this one. It was supposed to be in the back.
But here's the deal.
That's what I was told.
We have
I was sold.
We have this though. We have
just uploaded it
with a feature length script that we worked on that we didn't finish.
Turn down my headphones.
No,
Jesus Christ.
I didn't. You just went deaf in the middle of the show.
Turn them down.
Yeah, go ahead. Right there. Follow your wire. It's right there. Second one in.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude. We have 80 pages of the script written of the feature length movie of Cheat.
Is that what I'm supposed to jump
in? Yeah. You remember we wrote that? We have like 80 pages of that written.
Right.
We just have, you know, we have 120 pages to finish and we're done. And we have it with four people.
Worst promoting ever. Why don't you just say we had it finished? I don't even remember. We
have the script finished, man. This script is ready to rock and roll.
You hear that, industry? We almost have our first draft done. If you'd like to line up and make an offer.
We can't finish it because we have to figure out who the star is going to be. No, we have the script, and the movie's going to be in there. You'll be able to see the movie. It's going to have a website that you'll be able to go to, and you'll be able to buy the book, too. The book is hilarious. It's Cheat. It's from Simon & Schuster. It's going to be available on digital download on iTunes and Amazon, I think next week. So you can do that. You can pre-order it. And go and buy it. Buy five copies. Seriously, buy copies for your friends. It's a great book. If you have a bunch of guy friends you don't know what to get them for Christmas, get them this book. It's hilarious.
You'll laugh your ass off. It is probably the most honest shit
I've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were writing this thing, and I was like,
we're going to get on The View and just get yelled at.
And I just want Elizabeth just to be like chiming in, like, well, hang on a minute. Are you saying, shut up?
My husband doesn't cheat.
Probably has.
Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
She's the worst.
I think he's a good dude.
He's coming into the defense. Yeah. You're playing the other side.
He's a Titans quarterback now.
I actually like the way they turned out, though. The actual visual of the book. The first thing was supposed to be some kind of kooky cover where it said, cheat, a man's guide. And then when you fold it back, when you could rip off the front, and then it said it eat a man's guide. So it had the first photo, all these sexy images of women, and then you rip that off and it became a food and it said eat a man's guide. But they couldn't do that for some fucked up reason.
And they couldn't put the DVD.
But then they changed
the
it to this, which is more of a official, and it's kind of sinister. I like this better. That was a little more like Urban Outfitters. This is more of a real book, which I like, which the book is.
It
represents the book better, and it's kind of subtle too. If you walk
when
by
does
that,
it come up?
It comes out the 16th of October. Pre-sale next week on iTunes and Amazon. So we need you guys to buy this. Buy a bunch of them. It's a hilarious book written by me, Billy Burr, and Joe DeRosa.
It's a hilarious romp through our single lives.
And you're going to actually get to see the movie, too.
Early 30s.
Yeah, long time ago. That's when Big J's on the show. Anytime we talk about pussy stories, it's like we always, yeah, like years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
He always has to start
but
with
But then
that.
There's some reference in it like that it's happened a couple
like
weeks
Obama.
Ago.
Yeah, exactly. Obama's on the TV. It was right after the DNC years ago when Obama reaccepted the nomination.
Yeah, she's blowing me and Clint's in the background talking to a chair. In the late 90s.
Yeah, I took this chick. She blew me. She blew me at Batman, the one with Bane in it. So this book is coming out. I'm really excited. Can I have that bandana, please? Can I?
Yeah, everybody did examples, and then you.
Yeah, nobody.
I just looked down like I was like, reading.
I don't like this fucking vibe in the room today. Everybody's like fucking off a little bit.
What a shit on someone.
I just took a nice hot one.
I'm a little upset at Nate.
Why?
Because his album's coming out today, right?
Oh,
tomorrow.
Well, this will be.
I will put it in the back, and I put it in the back of y'all's book.
CD.
Yeah. What is it?
What's a CD? What's it called?
Yeah.
Yelled at by a clown. My dad's a clown.
Your dad's a real clown?
His dad's a clown and a magician.
Oh,
he was.
Man.
He's a magician, though. This is the cover.
Is that your dad?
Yeah. That's when I was five.
Oh, wow.
That would have freaked me the fuck out.
I know. I'm just thinking
the
of
shag
it.
Carpeting wig.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
I'd take my fucking stepdad that used to beat me over that. Let me see
my
that.
God.
Does he have tattoos on his... Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, he had tattoos. He's a tattoo clown.
He has a cigarette coming
not
out of his mouth.
Not a lot of money. Not a lot of money.
Can we just stop and talk about how adorable Nate is, though?
Yeah, well, the
what a little,
little
Christian baby that is. Little gorgeous Jesus
dollar
baby.
Claymation. That's how
like,
scary he looks.
Claymation.
Oh, he drew the eyebrows on his forehead, too.
Is there anything scarier than a clown with tattoos?
Deal.
You know,
no,
just like a
yeah,
cigarette out of
is.
His mouth.
Oh, God.
Like a prison clown?
Oh, Nate.
Oh, dude, that's creepy.
Well,
now he's a magician now? Does he still do
he's
the clown?
No.
So that stuff's gone?
Yeah, yeah. He's he's really good at magic. Like,
really?
He's in the top 150 greatest sleight of hand magicians in the world.
He does some cool shit.
Top 150?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, there's only like 200
in tennis that blows.
Huh?
In tennis, that blows.
No, it doesn't.
Top 150?
You blow in like in a sense of like I don't know against the best, but top 150 tennis player. How many people play
coaches,
tennis?
Coaches poll. He's 75.
Crazy amounts.
AP poll.
It's like golf. Golf is like two. If you're ranked 200. You're unreal.
Really?
Like, that was like Anna Kournikova. Everyone used to give her shit. Yeah, but she's never won a major. And she probably, it's like she's one of the hottest chicks ever.
And
she's
got to like 16th
people.
In the world.
Yeah,
that's
she's
pretty
yeah.
fucking amazing.
That's unreal.
She could have just hung out, you know, and got free drinks and just been that yeah. chick who never left her town.
If you play tennis even within a mile from the U.S. Open, you're probably pretty awesome.
And a
like that's
did you say
not a mile?
A mile?
A mile. I don't know. One of the
I'm
out courts? One of the outer courts?
I'm
they have
doing
outer
all
courts.
Your cities. All the good old boy cities.
Nashville?
I did, I'm doing Jacksonville coming up. I just did Charlotte.
Oh.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
And then next you're doing Australia. Wait.
Then I got, yeah, I got Australia.
Have you been to Australia before?
People come up to me and say condescending things about the United States.
Oh, man.
That's always got to be
fun. You're going to get it.
Huh?
You're going to get it.
No, I'm not. I'm going to fucking trash them. I fucking can't stand people who allow people to trash. I understand that our country's foreign policy is fucked up, but I would never go to somebody's country and give them shit while I'm in it. Like some Australian girl when I was on the fucking plane.
Yeah, the worst.
This is reverse promoting a show in Australia. I'm so excited to be here. I'm still devastated about the death of the crocodile hunter. I'm going the other way. I'm on the fucking plane, and she was just talking about how awful the States were. To me, in the States.
She's coming back on holidays.
I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, but I'm not like that. I live here.
Huh?
I live here, though.
Yeah, no, like I'm not saying everybody. I'm not saying everybody. I don't know. I just saw one time Eddie Ift was on some fucking show, and in Australia, and some dude was just shitting all over him, just getting the easiest laughs ever.
Yeah.
And Eddie, he just fucking sat there. I actually sent him a Facebook message. Like, don't ever let somebody fucking get those easy laughs.
Who, on Eddie Ift?
Yeah, he just Eddie fucking Ift. Sat there.
Yeah, but it's Eddie Ift. It's not like he's the strongest backbone in fucking the comedy world. You know, I like Eddie too.
I like Neil Brennan too. Who else?
I like Neil Brennan.
Who else am I going to apologize after this fucking podcast?
I like both of them. You're
going
to have to apologize to Australia. I like both of them. I like Eddie, but he's not going to. There's certain guys that are going to fucking stand up for them. Eddie's not going to.
That's why I sent him an email like, dude, don't ever let somebody do that. And it was such cheap fucking rah-rah jokes.
Yeah.
On the show, and you got the American there, and he said, I just thought it was the cheapest fucking laughs on the planet. And this kid was killing with this bullshit.
Was he a comedy or was he the host?
Acting like he's fucking Lenny Bruce or something.
He's trying to do the Bill Hicks route.
His fucking knock knock jokes. Go fuck yourself.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Eddie being joked?
No, Eddie was on
the panel.
Some sort of panel on some fucking show, and this dude was just trashing this.
Right.
Was it an Australian show?
You know what? I just realized halfway through the show, I don't know. One of those shows where you guys talk the way you talk.
It was here.
When you talk the way you talk.
I think it was Australia. Yeah, because he goes over there.
Yeah, it would have been like Good News Week or Spicks and Specks.
I don't know what it was.
Spicks and Specks?
This fucking middle act is sitting there destroying, just spoon feeding the crowd.
I'm trying to figure out who the comic is.
With what they want.
Because I know.
I'm trying to think out who the comic was.
Wait a minute. Shut up. Did you just say Spicks and Specks?
Spicks and Specks is a TV show.
What are you saying?
In Australia.
Say it slower.
Spicks and Specks.
Spicks and Specks.
It's actually the name of a Bee Gees song, and it's named after that.
It's named after, you have a show named after a Bee Gees song?
Yeah, because it's a show about music.
Hate your country.
I really can't hate Australia. Bon Scott, AC/DC. Come on, man.
I was going to wear my AC/DC t-shirt.
It's one. One.
We're getting them.
What else? What else?
Crocodile Hunter.
30-odd foot of grunt. It's another great band.
Yeah.
What?
Russell Crowe.
30-odd foot of grunt?
No, but Russell Crowe, dude. Fucking
fuck him. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Fuck you.
This is the one thing. This is what sucked about that fucking state. For like 3 years, it was just them and the Oscars. Those cocksuckers. And all the roles they played were American. They wasn't
It's called acting.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see an Australian
accent. Do it.
Mate, you know, I go over there. I see Eddie Ift on the show. And it's not good. Charlie, my baby. My baby.
See?
That's terrible.
Come on, man. They didn't get to the Oscars.
Dude, pay me fucking $5 million and an Oscar.
No. I'll get that shit down. You've been working for
25
years.
Yes. You do the best accent.
Yeah. No.
I had to deal on the drive home on Saturday night the whole time. This is one of the funniest things that ever happened. Dan singing like me, doing my voice, but singing Lose Yourself by Eminem. And it's one of the funniest things.
The funniest thing. I'm like, fuck.
Listen, all right, we were in the green room.
First of all, fuck. That's funny. But the funniest thing is we found out that she has a Disney voice. This bitch sings like fucking Snow White. We're in the back driving home. All of a sudden, a song we did like Do a Deer, just joking. This bitch went Do a Deer, a female, and fucking wailed it out, right. Dude. To the point where we couldn't make fun of her. We were just like this, like little kids, like sing more,
smiling like assholes. We're like, do another one. Do Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
We couldn't stop smiling. It was so fucking like, oh my god, I want this.
Amping it up.
Can you please sing one?
I was doing like, was it do a deer?
It was
a theme.
Dinner theater shit.
A touch of golden sun.
Oh Jesus!
We were just sitting there, fucking imagining birds, like. Yeah, coming up on their fucking
Sound of Music voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's my gay voice.
I fucking love it.
Failed dinner theater.
Yeah. Oh, but man. Fucking Dan, you oh man, it's one of the funniest things ever.
I think
heard.
I have it. I think
you
I have still
it.
Have it.
You need to play it.
She was listening to her set on her fucking iPhone. Uh-huh. Bobby and I are hanging out in the green room, and I'm like, look at this fucking 8 Mile bitch. She's got her notepad. And right. So we started playing it, and it was like,
if I had one podcast to say everything I've ever wanted, would I do it? Would I let it slip by?
So we were just doing that on the car ride home, calling her fucking Aussie 8 Mile. It was just infuriating. Because Bobby and I are like busting balls, and she's sitting there with her fucking huge headphones on, like, just going through her notes. And we're like, oh.
As the amateur that I am, like, that was like, you walk in that room, you see these two, like, eating busting balls, me sweating sweat patches under my arms, like a proper show.
Is this going to come in super loud and make my ears bleed?
I don't know.
This is in the car. On the way home. I hope other people find this as funny as I did. I don't
this
know.
This is gonna bomb. This is gonna bomb. This is one of those things.
Isn't this supposed to be like pre-production? These
hey, welcome back to the zoo with Bobby and the Monster. 101.9 The Wolf.
Oh.
Look. If I had one more case to tell the guys everything I ever thought. If I really wanted to tell them what I thought about them, would I do it? Yeah, I would.
This is way funnier.
What's
it
to say? Flam is batty. Jokes are weak. I got Vegemite on my sweater already. But I'm
just us.
You don't even have any fucking.
You don't even have any words, but it was funny.
The first line, my tits are saggy.
We're sitting there. Oh, this geez. Bitch had a fucking notebook, headphones, laughing at her own jokes. I was like, holy shit, this bitch is gonna go out there and take over the show.
It's called trying.
Hey, when you were down Side Splitters, I was actually in Orlando. That really bothered me.
Why?
Cause I fucking would have gone. Oh, I was just sitting in the goddamn.
Why didn't you call me?
Because by the time I realized that it was Saturday, what the hell did I do? I actually did something Saturday. You know, when I go on the road, I try to do shit.
Yeah, me too.
I always go to sporting events. Drives him nuts. Dude, do they got a fucking Nah, go to drag race and any dumb shit that people are doing. And I didn't realize it until Saturday.
Dude, you showed me the thing about drag racing. I used to go to my stepfather, Billy, the fucking evil one, used to make me go to drag racing up in New Hampshire all the time. And I fell in love with it. It was awesome. But it was like a love-hate thing because he used to make me go. Sometimes I didn't want to go. And I used to get headaches because I get bad migraines as a kid. And that, you know, being a drag race, right. It's just gas fumes and screaming
noise.
Yeah,
I find the race to be boring after a while. But when you went down the pits, these fucking guys in between races, they change out the fucking engine. It's still steaming hot. These guys had like these nuclear like level gloves on, and they all got like those torque wrenches.
Yeah, the torque ones.
This thing just comes apart, and they put it back together because it seemed like every other car blew something. Something happened, and there would be fires going out.
Did they have the truck? Did they have the jet truck?
The jet truck? I don't think they had that.
Was that family there? The guy that has like all his daughters racing too?
Yep.
It's like the most. He was there?
One of his daughters, unless there's somebody else. Everybody's like, dude, she's hot. It's like, no, she's just kind of a chick. She's a chick who's in shape. But
in this
face,
world.
Her face that, is only okay. That, like, I thought she was going to be gorgeous. And she was. It's just that classic, you know, like guys just think if a girl has blonde hair, she's good looking.
Yeah.
Like, dude, she's a blonde. And it's like, you just need to frame her face. And just look at her face. She's
really, that's like
she's
MMA chicks
six.
Are the same way. It's like, this bitch is hot, but if you really look at her, it's not. She's just hot compared to fucking
in that world.
Yeah, the
she's
Brazilian,
hot.
You know, cyborg who does, you know, looks like a dude.
Yeah,
most of the chicks look like a
she's
guy.
Like hey, that one guy with the sword, the actual size sword,
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he's like he's wrestling now.
He's back in the WWE. Yeah. He was back in the WWE.
He's out of the WWE.
He's out again.
He did a 1 year contract for like $5 million. And he did the big event, and now I think he's out.
I love him.
He might go back. They're trying to.
So he went out and he got paid to do that.
They're trying to get him back in the UFC to fight Fedor.
I would love to know what was more taxing on his body.
Oh, I'll tell you.
MMA. No, the wrestling's got to be.
No, MMA, because the training, you're training 7 days a week for 3 months at a pop or 4 months at a pop. to fight this guy. And
yeah, but
fighting,
wrestling, you gotta fight like four times
yeah,
a fucking
wrestling.
Yeah, you gotta take bumps.
Yeah, but wrestling, fuck bump,
yeah.
bumps. You know, wrestling, you don't get kicked in the fucking solar plexus and punched in the face until you have to give out, tap out. He got the shit kicked out of him a lot.
Yeah,
you know, you don't do that in wrestling for real.
But his fights are like four times a fucking week,
and his fights are long. In the wrestling,
I'm not
like
talking
40,
about
30 minutes. He's a big event.
Yeah, but wrestling is a timed out event. You can take breaks.
It's real.
It's
wrestling is real.
I mean, the bumps.
Dan, settle down.
Look, dude, at the end of I met Hulk Hogan. That guy used to be 6'7". He's 6'4" now from doing that finishing move of leaping up in the air and landing on his ass.
Wait a minute. What did you say? He was 6'7" and he's 6'4"?
Yeah, he's got total back problems.
Dude, if you look at his arms, because I saw his arms, like, this guy isn't as big as I thought he was. Dude, his arms hang down to his fucking knees.
Like a gorilla?
Because he has the wingspan of a 6'7" guy who's now 6'4". Dude, I'm telling you, man. Like, people think because it's fake fighting... You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
absolutely.
I'm not disrespecting all these fucking douchebags. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, I'm going to get all these things. I didn't say what I would, you know, what's real versus what's fake. I'm saying as far as wear and tear on your body for fucking four times a week to do your finishing move. I do a double backflip off the turnbuckle and I land on some guy's stomach.
But Brock Lesnar was Brock Lesnar was not that guy. You're talking about the Flyers.
Well,
Brock Lesnar was a.
I'm talking.
They're
about
the
wrestlers.
Last of the. Yeah, Brock Lesnar was a big guy. Hulk Hogan, big guy. Those guys had finished their finishing moves with just picking somebody up and throwing.
Well,
them.
Hogan jumped
no,
on his
early
ass
on. Yeah. early on
every night.
No, Hogan. Yeah, but the bigger guys don't get hurt as much as if you look now at wrestling. There's no more big guys because of steroids and all that shit. It's the personality that's out there now.
John Cena's not, he's pretty big.
Big, he's one of the last ones. You know, The Rock was one of the big ones. Brock was a big one. They're not, they don't have any
just
fucking big motherfuckers. Yeah, they're regular
it's just
guys.
Like us,
guys like me.
Out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The one that Schumer was dating, he's there. Look, they're not us. They're fucking shredded and they're in shape. They're athletes.
And I'm not saying
but they're not big guys.
Those guys. I'm just saying, the like it'd be like everybody plays NFL football, right? But fucking the running back, you average like 3.5 fucking years because of the pounding. Just you when you get hit, you get hit like 3 fucking times. Now, obviously, I understand the difference between a real fight and a fake fight. But these fucking guys are going out there. I mean, all I know.
Yeah,
is
but these
that
guys
they
in training,
they all end up being like fucking drug addicts.
They're sparring all the time. They're sparring. It's not like they just do that
well,
one fight.
I've watched that shit. I know what you're saying.
They're sparring. They're wrestling. They're fighting.
Like
they're boxing.
Yeah, but he's saying wear and tear. Just constantly dropping a leg on someone. Like Hogan, I read an interview where he can't feel his fucking hands. Like he has no feeling in his hands because he was just crunching his vertebrae for 30 years dropping that leg
Mankind
on people.
Mankind can't put his shoes on.
Bob,
I don't know.
Four times a week,
literally
Bob,
can't
Bob
put his
let
shoes
me ask you this, Bob. Four times a week, you got
to
leap up in the air as high as you can and land on your ass. Four times a fucking week for 30 years.
And then act like
with
it doesn't hurt you.
Would
me.
You rather do that?
Right.
Or be in the gym where you're sparring, you're not going 100%. And I'm not saying that those guys don't have wear and tear. They don't have their
that's
fucking
what you're
interest.
Saying.
I'm not, no,
that's
I'm not,
what you're
no,
saying.
I'm saying.
You can't say both.
No, you're not listening.
Billy is saying that MMA fighters
he will fight
don't. Fucking, no, I'm kidding.
This is actually a very interesting question.
Go ahead.
Is it equal wear and tear? Is one a little? Is it surprisingly wrestling is worse? Is
because
MMA obviously a lot? That's all. I'm just asking
a
question.
I think
before
that wrestlers
all you guys with the writing on your shirt get mad at me and send me fucking emails
with the glitter. Look, with the glittered skulls on their t-shirt. They're like,
oh, yeah.
This guy's
like
a fucking.
I think that the MMA guys are training all day, and they're training boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, and they're sparring in those. Look at what's going on in MMA. Guys are getting hurt all the time because they're in sparring.
But they're having like...
Let me finish. Wrestlers aren't... They're going to the gym, pumping muscle, okay? And that's it.
Hilarious. How long did you watch wrestling? Dude, they're on the road. Remember how rough Side Splitter was? What if you did that one night and then had to go to fucking Topeka and leap
yeah,
up
but
in
these
the
guys,
air
these guys
land
are
land on your fucking
these,
ass again and then go to the Dakotas.
You're talk,
put your finger in the air.
Akron
leap
Civic
up
Center.
In the air again. Land on your... It's your
yeah, but they don't
move.
Go... They don't do that. They do Monday and Friday. That's it.
No, they
then get on
no,
a bus.
What, they wrestle all week long.
They do dark matches.
Read, what? Yeah, read Flair's fucking book. The guy was practice wrestling.
Now they still do dark matches.
They do dark matches all the time. They're in like the Akron Civic Center. They don't tape Raw there. Then they go to like a fucking big arena, tape Raw. Then the next night they're in a fucking other place where no one is taping, but they're wrestling like every night. And here's the thing, MMA guys, they do. They beat the shit out of their bodies. They're getting beat up. But wrestlers have a much longer career where they're just kicking the shit out of themselves.
Yeah, but they have a much longer career because it's not as fucking bad on them as it is to actually fight another man.
No, you don't get knocked out. And I'm talking about wear and tear, cartilage, your fucking spine. Dude, those guys, I read that Ric Flair fucking book, dude. Him trying to make it as a wrestler was arguably one of the most miserable experiences. Yeah.
I always hate when somebody goes, I read the book, and I'm like, I'm out. You're in.
Dude, it's Rick.
I know, but still, you're still
in. Dostoevsky. Yeah. It's fucking a guy.
I'm not even going to read our book.
It's a guy that's comfortable taking a chair to the face wrote that book. I think it's a different kind of wear and tear, like Bill was saying. It's like MMA fighters, you could have brain damage because you're getting punched in the fucking head. But these wrestlers have no knees or no back.
I still think in the training process, you're still slamming your cartilage. I mean, you're not.
All right,
let's just
agree to disagree because this is just going to keep. You're saying what you're saying. We're saying what. And all I'm doing is asking.
Yeah. you're saying it's true.
I think it's true too.
It's a
different wear and tear.
You,
I think
I'm
it's
ask,
a different wear and tear.
It's a more they wear fight. And tear with wrestlers.
I think MMA fighters take a bigger risk as far as injury goes because you can get your fucking jaw broken or your brain fucked up. But I think wrestlers take a more consistent beating to their bodies.
Hey, how many MMA guys are missing an ear?
Well, they don't have ears. But,
Mick Foley.
Their ears.
They do.
They have ears. They get more. You ever see an MMA fighter's ear?
Bobby, would you stop it and just answer the question? Are they missing an ear?
No,
they
no,
have
no.
cauliflower ears.
Yeah, I'd rather fucking have it cut off than that fucking hunk of shit. There's nothing worse than see them on the when they're doing the pre-fight when they're not fighting, and they have that fucking thing in there,
that little hole coming out of that puffed up ear.
Yeah, it's just.
Why don't we just call Brock Lesnar and ask him?
Let's go
and just say what was more.
I got him right here.
Damn.
No, you don't.
I do. I have Paul Heyman's number who will get me Brock Lesnar.
So why
did
we just spend fucking 20 minutes on
because I don't have the kidding. Source. I don't have anybody's number.
I thought you did. No. You're a little fanboy of the UFC.
No. I am a fanboy.
With your glitter pants.
I'm a fanboy. I'm a fanboy.
Get on the red carpet.
I'm a fanboy of the UFC and fucking WWE.
Hey,
I like both of them.
Over here.
I'm a fanboy. I'm a fanboy of both of them. I love WWE. I still watch it. Monday Night Raw, every Monday
I watch it.
All
this shit. I like
and I'll watch it in Telemundo if I miss it on Monday.
There you go. That's better.
Which is way better.
See, for you, Doro. Brock Lesnar.
Except the only intro that doesn't translate is the Spanish guy.
What's
his name? They have the Spanish guy when he comes out and introduces
Carlo, he had the bell for a little bit.
So funny. It's the only part of the show in Telemundo that they just play regular because he comes out and goes, that's fucking great. I loved it. We used to watch it. Me and Patrice used to watch it.
You guys got me back into it. I watched it when I was younger, and then they kept talking about this guy, Rock, and it's Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And then you guys got me, and then once I got into it, it was the greatest thing.
The Rock. How
I dropped
the Rock?
After Stone Cold and The Rock left, I stopped pretty much.
Me too. Yeah.
Being regular.
They came back. But like,
well, Stone Cold can't because, again, he's got a neck injury.
Because
he got pile driven.
But they should bring him back as a fucking something, like a commissioner.
Well, they do. They have him as like a special ref sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
And they
with
walk
that.
Him
they're
out.
Like, you know, like with jazz, once Charlie Parker came out, like no one could follow it. Like, I think that's what like The Rock and Stone Cold, like you're never going to get another era like that.
No.
And the 80s were just the best. Just big coked up monsters yelling.
British Bulldog.
Yeah, he was great.
I like the 80s. 80s were great. I loved Piper's Pit was awesome.
I mean, he smashed a coconut on a man's head.
Those guys were awesome. Yeah, Ric Flair, if you're ever on the road and you're fucking going to kill yourself, just watch clips of him on the mic, dude. He's one of the funniest motherfuckers ever.
And you can hear the visceral hate when they're doing those AWA. You can hear people screaming at him like, I fucking hate you, Flair. Yeah. And he's like, I'm the most gorgeous man in the world.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's in tax trouble because he actually believed that was his life. And like went out and just fucking had like Rolls Royces and shit, and now he's like, I got to keep wrestling.
He's in it now.
He had to.
Yeah.
my favorite thing that he said, I live in the biggest house on the biggest hill, on the biggest, in the biggest part of town. That's my favorite. What is,
got
big,
more,
what is the biggest part of town? That's the greatest fucking line ever.
And he always says he's so big, and all the cities he lists are all southern clusters. It's like Charlotte, Asheville. It's always like these fucking. And I love when he goes, I have more cars than most of you have friends. And you're like, yeah, this guy is fucking classic.
My shoes cost more than your house.
Did you ever watch the fucking documentary on the Von Erichs? Remember the Von Erichs?
Yeah, the Texas tornado. They're all dead.
They all died.
Phenomenal wrestlers.
Yeah, they were great.
Fucking Kerry. How great was Kerry?
Yeah, Kerry Von Erich.
The whole family was fucking great. I remember when they came on, I was like, I wanted to be Kerry, the long-haired one. I remember I wanted that body.
There's another thing where you talk about wrestling, dude. Has anybody in MMA ever come in on a fucking, like a goddamn harness and it snaps and you fucking die? Yeah. Vince McMahon says, go fuck yourself.
Here's the thing about MMA, the difference. Jerry Lawler had
his brother has to watch
come on,
it.
Son.
His brother just had
they
to
didn't stop
that,
the like, event. They kept going. Jerry Lawler had a heart attack 2 weeks ago on Raw.
I know.
And they kept going with
I
the show.
I saw that. That was fucking creepy.
And it's like, because
you don't know. You're like, is this fuck? Like, you're like, but you're looking at people's faces. You're like, this is real. This is not.
Shit.
Was he laying face down doing that classic wrestler thing with the one leg just banging on the floor?
Or when they do that after the big move where they do the fish flop with his fucking body just like.
Yeah, the Von
Erichs with a chair during
the
party.
Von,
it was in the script, dude. It was in the script.
Kerry Von Erich lost a leg, and then came back and wrestled. They put a fake leg on him, and he still came in and wrestled because he was the one all the chicks loved.
He was
the hot one,
gorgeous.
So they put a fake leg on him and put one of those big long white boots over it.
Texas tornado
and a shin.
Kerry Von Erich
a knee pad.
Four times a week, Bobby, you got to sell the fucking clothesline and just allow yourself to get hit.
Look,
and
you might. I think
the way
back.
You just described it sounds like you're trying to convince us that wrestling's harder than MMA.
Well, look, what I'm saying is that I think maybe you're right if you're saying wear and tear.
That's all I'm saying.
I think that maybe
losing limbs.
But I would rather be
death,
a
falling death, to your death,
full death, taxes, no money. Your life's just a heart attack.
How'd the
on
other
TV?
The other one died too. How do you?
There's
eat?
Like the Von Erichs. There was suicide.
The whole family.
There was a couple suicides.
Oh, he killed himself.
Murder
yeah.
Murder your family.
Two suicides.
That could even.
That's
that gets
a big
thrown
one.
In.
Yeah, yeah, who's that?
Benoit.
Benoit, yeah.
It's a. It like,
sickness, Bob. They got the sickness.
Yeah. Not only that, but they're pumping roids and then having to do coke to get up.
Not anymore.
But in the 80s, they were all fucking.
Not as much, I should say.
They were all jacked up, just fucking railing lines.
Dude, look at all the fighters. Batista used to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
He's just a regular dude now. CM Punk is a regular guy. All the guys, the only Shamrock, what's his name?
Ken Shamrock.
No, the
new guy. The Irish guy.
What's his name?
Fucking I don't know.
Whatever.
Know.
He's a big guy, but he's there's not too many big guys anymore. They got rid of all that shit. It's the personality guy now is the star.
There's not better personalities than guys on roids with coke in them. Like
I agree.
Hogan and Macho Man.
Have
you ever
agree.
Seen the Macho Man when he's coked up doing that interview?
When Mean Gene loses his shit when he walks in and he goes, and the beat goes on and the beat goes on, yeah. And Mean Gene's trying to corral him.
What do you mean?
He's like getting
you
mad.
You seen that?
No.
He keeps walking in and out of the fucking camera.
He does half the thing with his back to it, just turning around. And at one point, he just goes like, like this fucking coke thing.
Yeah, the gummed out mouth.
Yeah, and then he goes to ask him something else, and he like literally walks away. And he just goes, and Macho Man, he goes, no more questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, and there you have it. I love how he was a total pro. Like he just kept going
because he was handling all these animals on fucking amphetamines, and he's just getting them in the thing. Like I loved Macho Man because he always would just say a name and then trail off into something that made no sense.
Was he on drugs?
I think it's pretty confirmed he was on a lot of cocaine.
What
he
are
just
you
kept
I'm
going,
sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What
I'm
were
gonna
you
be
doing?
In there, yeah.
Yeah, but he just kept like they'd be like, "You're taking on the honky tonk man," and then he'd be like, "Honky tonk man, yeah." Everyone knows that I go up and I go down. It stopped making sense after a while, and then he'd just leave and come back. He'd be like, "Yeah, and the broomstick is up in the kitchen, yeah." And they're like, "I don't fucking all right. God damn it, Randy. God damn it, Randy."
I fucking love it.
And then they just oil him up and fucking throw him out.
They don't
there.
Have any fucking crazy. Nothing anymore. The only
Stone
one,
Cold
know,
was the last.
I'll
best
tell
one.
You who has potential, but they cut him off at the knees.
Santoro.
Santoro.
No.
What's his name?
Fuck. I know who you're talking
about. Fuck.
Did you ever see Ric Flair was born with a golden spoon in my mouth?
Yeah.
He said, they used to go, do you have writers? He goes, nah, I used to come with that shit in the cab ride on the one coming over from the airport.
I'm going to go to my WWE app.
He points, like the 50th time he said, I was born with a golden spoon in my mouth. He goes, I was born with a golden spoon. He starts pointing into his mouth. Yeah. In my mouth.
In my mouth. I used to love that he
yelling at four people about how much more money he has than them. It's the funniest fucking thing ever.
He's just in some shed in Alabama with like 60 people, and they're like, I got more money than all of you.
They're all going, fuck you.
They had to put duct tape on their engine to get there, and they're just fucking still upset.
Andy Kaufman, when you're down.
Nate and I
ripped off Ric Flair, I thought. Like, he was doing Andy Ric Kaufman, Flair. Yeah. He just did the Hollywood
version. From Hollywood. Yeah. I kept doing that. We were in Tennessee together, and I kept going, what am I from? Memphis, Tennessee?
That's the best, is like, that they're just, those people are like, so believe it. Like, no one ever
thought. Dude, his whole angle was, I can beat up any woman out there.
He's beat up women as big as
Jerry Lawler. I've wrestled women bigger than you.
Why could I not if I've beat up women as big as you? He was like, I don't understand why. And people were just like, this guy, like, just getting furious.
Get him, Jerry. You're our only chance of redemption is Jerry the King.
Now, Impact Wrestling.
That's like,
is that, does McMahon own that too?
No. That's like Impact's like TNA. That's like Hogan, Kurt Angle, Diamond Dallas Page was a part of that for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, Eric Bischoff. Like a lot of the guys that I know. Wait,
hey, can we just pay Bobby just for 1 week? Four times, from four nights in a row, to leap up in the air and land on his ass.
Or for me to pick him up and just throw him down on a very bouncy
piece. I know that hurts. I know wrestling is a sport.
No, wear and tear.
Wear and tear. I am coming over to your side. I think that... To do it and to do it for
my
the
side, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Kelly, you've been saying MMA. Yeah, well, I got some information for you. Yeah. Andre couldn't get in the ring at the end of his career because he was such a giant man.
But he was also 78.
Well, he was also a rabid alcoholic.
I thought he died young.
I loved his finishing move. He just lifted his leg up straight.
Giant years? Yeah, 78.
In giant years,
he was
78. He was 23 in human years, but in giant years.
He was way scarier with longer hair.
With the fro and the tiny trunks.
Oh, yeah.
Before he was old and he just wore like
Ultimate Warrior? Is he dead, right?
No,
he's alive.
He's like a crazy, like he rants online. There's a great story about Ultimate Warrior. There's a documentary called The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
And Bobby Heenan tells this story that they were doing an angle with Andre the Giant versus Ultimate Warrior. But Ultimate Warrior was just, he was all muscle. He had no skill. He couldn't work the ring. And he was working with Andre. And Andre's like the class act. And they were supposed to do a move where Andre whipped him into the ropes and then came and got clotheslined.
Right.
But the Warrior was running too quick. He didn't understand the timing. So he's just running into Andre. And he said the first night Andre was like, just made this grunt. And then he did it again. And Bobby's like talking to Andre backstage. He's like, this guy's not going to get the move. He's like, I got it, boss. Don't worry. And then he fucking threw him. And the Warrior came too quick. And Andre just put out his fucking fist and knocked him out cold. Said he cracked the paint. And the Warrior was just out. And just fucking Andre put his foot on and got the three count. And was like, oh, I just fucking love it. I love that this big alcoholic's like, I got him, don't worry. I'll take care of him.
Sports Illustrated a long time ago took a picture of Andre holding a can of Budweiser, and the can basically just went from one side of his hand to the other. Because they said he drank 100 beers one night, and you're like, there's no way. And you looked at it, it's like he was drinking shots of beer.
Exactly. He was doing a power hour. Him and Hogan used to go around Japan, and they had a van where Andre would take out the seats so he could stretch his legs. And Hogan was like kind of like
it's probably a bus.
But Hogan was the bitch, and Andre used to drink those tall boy Sapporo like Japanese beers and just slam beers, crush the cans, and throw them at Hogan's head. And every stop, Hogan had to get out, grab the cans, and go get him more beer. Like that was his job.
Oh, when he was getting initiated?
When he was like the opener for Jesus. Andre.
Dude, how tall are you? You're throwing fucking cans at some guy 6'7".
And it does not.
It didn't make him pick them up.
Yeah,
and
there's
like, and you're gonna pick these up.
There's great stories of them and being in Japan, and Andre couldn't use the toilets because they're so small. And he said Hogan got a phone call one time. He's like, "Hey, boss, come up here." And he just shit on. He put newspapers out and just took a dump in his hotel room and was like laughing about it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, there you go. There's another example.
It's harder than
the wear and tear.
Yeah, UFC guys don't shit on the floor because they're too big.
Because they're humans.
Yeah.
Now, let's be fair to MMA. When those motherfuckers are laying on the ground and somebody's just doing one elbow to another, and they're just sort of looking over the clock. All right, another 15 seconds of forearm shivers to the fucking head. Like, yeah. Dude, one of those, I would never fight again.
That's what Brock got kneed to the solar plexus, and he tried to take it. If you watch it in slow motion, he tried to Brock it out, and then he went, oh, no, and then he went, ow. You could see him, and he just folded, went to the ground, and almost cried.
Liver shot?
Yeah, right to the solar plexus. Well, he was right taking here. Just hit a knee right here.
Does solar plexus exist? Isn't that a made-up wrestling term? I always thought that they, whenever somebody got kicked in the balls, they always said, oh, to the solar plexus.
No, the bread basket.
Yeah, the bread basket. That's the bread basket.
Right in the bread basket.
You know what I watched today, though? I tell you
keep
this.
Your bread under the refrigerator.
Online today at MMA TKO. Great if you website. Go there today, they have in full UFC 1 and UFC 2. When Ken Shamrock, Royce Gracie.
Oh, when Ken pretended he didn't tap out, but he did.
When he didn't. Yeah. And then Gracie, I felt bad because the next guy, he choked out. He wouldn't let go. He made him tap 17 times because the ref was like, let him go. And he's like, the guy's tapping. And he was like, fuck that. And he just held on.
I thought he fucked up Shamrock's arm the second time. I thought that's how it was.
No, the first fight they had.
I think you might be mistaken.
No, I just watched the whole thing. What he did, Shamrock beat the fuck out of the guy. He did an ankle crank on him. Then he went against Hoist. Hoist tapped him out, choked him. He tapped 5 times.
That's funny.
And then the ref, because he didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
He didn't know what any of this shit was. The ref, the first fight, you knew things were in trouble. The karate guy fought a sumo.
Dude, I remember watching that live when he gets kicked in.
The guy.
The who?
The sumo guy ran after him, threw him to the ground, kicked him to the face. And his teeth flew out. Well, and the announcer goes like, hang on. The announcer goes, I think the teeth just flew by. And he said to the woman announcer, did you catch one of those? And she's like, no.
The sumo guy's teeth
got kicked out of his mouth and flew by the announcers.
The reason why those first two were so good is because everybody just knew their style.
Yeah.
And after years of people going like, dude, a fucking sumo wrestler would kick this, you finally got to see.
Yeah.
Basically.
When that guy spun around and kicked that sumo guy in the face, he's like 350 and the teeth fly and you just see a big guy go, I don't want to do this anymore.
You like, see them throw the towel in? They threw the towel in and the guy looked at the towel like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to do this anymore, but I'm a sumo. And then they took, dude, the next fight with Royce Gracie was fucking, he's just insane. He comes in and he just taps everybody. He tapped Shamrock. He gets him in a choke. Shamrock taps 5 times. Then he lets go. The ref didn't see it. So Shamrock immediately goes, no, I didn't tap. And Royce is like, fuck. And then, dude, you top. He's yelling at him. And then he just made Shamrock go, all right, I tapped. I lied. I tapped.
No, they kept fighting, dude.
No, he admitted to it. He if you watch the tape, you look at Shamrock. I swear to God, I'll pull it up right now. Shamrock goes, he's not. He stays on him. He stays on his back, screaming at him. he's screaming at Shamrock, and then Shamrock looks back, then looks at the ref, and he shakes his head. He goes, I tapped. And that's when they get up and the match is over.
I remember Patrice calling me when that first thing came out because nobody knew anything about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It was like a whole new kind of fighting, and he was screaming. I had to hold the phone like 10 feet from my fucking head, ahead on the other side of the room, as he's yelling about this little dude. And I'm going, what is he doing? He's like, I don't know. It's like, they're on this motherfucker. And then they're just like, all right. Because he had no idea, like, what the fuck. Because, you know, it's all in close. Yeah, like,
fucking, hey, look at that.
And there was no, like, Rogan guy to be sitting there going, like, he's going for this.
He's got a Kimura.
For that. Yeah, they had
Dana
no
White's
idea.
Hanging with your father.
There's a...
Here it is right here.
UFC like 4, there's a Canadian guy that wears a karate gi with cut off sleeves, and he's got like a mullet, and he runs and just fucking punches people.
It's Kenpo Karate.
What's the guy's name? He's a Canadian.
That guy was the shit.
He's fucking
bam,
like bam,
live Rock'em
Sock'em. He broke his hand on the sumo's head.
Yeah.
He ran across, punched him, knocked him down, and then...
What is this? Welcome back to Wear and Tear, this wrestling's number one podcast.
You don't think this sport hurts? Leap in the air and land on your ass three times a week for 30 years. Then call us.
We're dropping elbows.
You know what was legal, though, in the first one? You could kick in the nuts.
Really?
The second one, a guy runs across the ring, pushes the guy down, and then punches him in the nuts. 28 times.
There's no way this white...
I think that's the same Canadian guy that I'm talking about. Yeah. He had the mullet and the cut-off karate gi, which is possibly my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
When you have a frayed karate gi and you're just...
Oh, this is the best. Wait, this is the best. Fucking...
Oh,
this guy...
One boxing glove.
Yeah. He's a boxer and he put it on his power punch hand. And he went in against Hoyce. Hoyce Gracie with a boxing glove on. It's literally...
Him on a bat. He's basically wearing a mitten now. You're fighting a Gracie with a mitten.
It's the fucking best.
It's one of those carnival bigger gloves. Like
no, it's actually, like a 4-ounce glove. It's a real small boxing glove.
I would love
glove.
To see, though, like Floyd Mayweather, where you got a guy, because like none of those guys can box as good as a boxer, because that's all they do. And I would just love to see if he could hit the dude before he could get him on the ground. Because the second he gets you on the ground, if you got the fucking, you know, you're done.
Well, Couture,
headbutting was legal too back then.
Couture fought James Toney.
Knives were illegal.
Granted, Tony was
The only thing that wasn't legal.
Gun.
The only thing.
Look at this guy with his boxing shoes.
He has boxing shoes
on him like a fucking spider.
You couldn't eye gouge. That's it. You couldn't stick your finger in somebody's.
Was there
eye.
Hair pulling? Was there?
Yeah. Royce Gracie won the next one.
Hair
pulling. It was 2 or 3 by grabbing his hair, his ponytail, holding it and punching his face.
He did a glamorous ladies of wrestling move, a glow move.
He fought.
This guy's actually
Chemo. Who had fucking, he was just,
I remember Chemo.
He had Jesus written across his chest, a tattoo. He would just look like he came from fucking, like, hell. And he, Royce grabbed
tattoo?
His, yeah, he grabbed his, true.
That's why he's
Is that
sniper.
Why he got kicked out of hell? Because they go, well, that's not.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. That's the Lord's name in vain over and over again.
Tapped out, the ref stinks.
Yeah, They didn't know, though. They didn't know what he was doing. The refs didn't know what jiu-jitsu was. So this guy, they know people get knocked out and kicked in the face.
And that was the shit right there. And the police, I don't know what the fuck he just did.
This guy's like, what the fuck just happened?
Dude, and you fought like 9 times that night. Like, voice by the end, like his fucking gi is all yanked. And he's fighting guys like 20 times his size. There's classes.
There's Shamrock right there. Cranking a guy's knee.
I like after the fight, you know, they hug. Like, if Gracie like hugged him and kind of like just pushed like a pressure point, he was like, "All right, dude." Like you just kept doing it a little bit just to show how awesome.
Look at that,
are.
Fucking with him after the fight. Yeah, huh? He's like, dude,
I'll tell you what, though, they didn't hug. They didn't hug in these. They fucking hated each other. Shamrock tried to fight the guy.
They just hugged. Right?
Shamrock tried
Jim
to fight
Brown
the guy at the
is
end.
One of the announcers.
Yeah. This was back when like Larry Zonka was doing American Gladiators. And they just had to have those old football players just do these.
Dude, Ken Shamrock was shredded, though.
Oh, God. He's fucking just shredded. They hate each other. Here it is right here. Look, he's still fucking fighting it. Come on, you fuck. This fight was over in seconds, too. And Shamrock.
We tilted a little?
Yeah, sure. I wish I had the TV.
Oh, look at that. Fighting out of the red corner.
Nobody knew anything about it. Here we go. Oh, look at this. He gets him down.
And they just don't know what he's going to do. Ooh.
And they don't know what. Look at his defense. Nobody knew what to do.
They did the younger brother just fucking lay on the back and fucking bicycle kick your feet.
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Stop slapping yourself. He's doing the typewriter on his chest. Yeah.
Ken Shamrock, this is back then. He wore swim trunks. Those are now.
Speedos?
Those are Speedos. He wore Speedos with a cup just so there would be nothing to grab onto.
Yeah.
But having a gi is actually better.
There it is.
Tap twice.
Watch this. Watch. He stays on him.
The ref has no
idea. Watch what he does. Look, he's yelling at him. Then watch him nod his head.
Say you tapped. Say you tapped.
He's yelling at him. Watch.
Say you tapped. All right, I tapped.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He tapped. He admitted
to
tapping.
No, wait.
Now see him shaking his head. He's going like this. I did it. Yep. See. Yep. Yep. He just said yep. He just
Jesus.
Said it. He said yep. And he keeps yelling at him.
How does that happen? How do you forget what happened?
Your air goes out.
I think I combined the next fight. Because the next guy.
Yeah.
Now that's fucked up. So he did that to the other guy when Shamrock didn't tap out? So the other guy's elbow has to pay?
Dude, the next one, you ready?
I love he's asking him. He's like, what the fuck did you just do?
Do you want to see what happens to the other guy? This is sad.
That's the guy that knocked out the sumo fighter.
Yeah. This is what's sad, what happens to this fucking guy.
This convicted and felon. Look at him. He runs
an Aryan Nation meeting.
Look at his headbutting him.
To the back of the head.
Watch this. This is what he did to the next guy because of fucking Ken Shamrock, that dick.
Does he even leave the ring or is he just standing there?
Watch, ready? Here we go. Here we go.
And he's like, next.
All right, he's choking him out.
There he goes. Watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Double hand. Shit.
Ah, dude. Yeah. He's like, you better fucking see it now, ref.
That horse crazy could have just...
He's like mad. He's like fucking...
Guy just played Moby Dick on the fucking map. Yeah, that shit. That was the first one. They have the second one up there, too. And Gracie won that.
I want to find the Canadian guy.
Dude, just the look on Gracie's face, I would tap.
I took...
Like, I don't want to... Whatever he's thinking, I don't want to feel... I don't want to feel with that. I don't want to feel those thoughts.
Portuguese just getting hurled at you.
Ah, it was fucking great, dude. I'm going to watch the other one today. Those are my favorite. Patrice did the same thing to me, too. He used to always call you up and go, dude, turn on channel 472.
He used to always go, are you watching this?
Yeah.
There's like fucking 6,000 channels. You pick up the phone. You be like, you watching this? Half the time, you would be. That was the weirdest thing. Like, I don't know. Like, comedians gravitate towards the same shit.
Yeah.
Keith does the same thing. Whenever anybody's about ready to get booed, singing during some Philadelphia team thing. I remember he called me up when Destiny's Child got booed. Was about to get booed. Oh, yeah. I don't know if the clip exists anywhere on YouTube, but... It was the NBA Finals where it was the Sixers and the Lakers.
Right.
And they came out, and it was, you know, Beyonce, Kelly, and then the other girl.
Yeah.
And they all came out in these sexy little, like, one had a glitter Sixers outfit, like, you know, tank top and booty shorts. The other had a glitter Lakers, and the other one just had the NBA. So they were trying to be neutral in Philly. And they went out, and they were singing Bootylicious, one of their songs, and Keith just calls up, Murray, you watching this? And I'm like, yeah, he's about there, about ready to take a fat one. Because he can feel it coming. And then they said in the end, Bootylicious, and the fuck crowd just goes, boo! And like, literally a split second, Beyonce just goes, oh! Like, look at this face, and they immediately cut to commercial. I don't know if that exists. I saw Ja Rule and Ashanti decided that rapping and singing halftime at an Eagles game, Veterans Stadium.
I think
that'll work.
This will be a good game. Another time, Keith, watch this one, Burr. This is gonna listen to this racist boo.
There was
and the last girl, the girl got caught lip syncing
at an Eagles game.
Yeah. On SNL.
Ashley Simpson.
They Hall and Oates. It's hilarious. They did a halftime at an Eagles game.
What?
And they were doing new shit.
And
then all of a sudden the boos start coming in, and they kind of look at each other, and they're just like, "You're a rich girl."
Yeah.
And they go right into the hits. It's just a great look, though. They're like, hey, fuck.
And that's literally like fucking 30 years of show business together. You give them the look like, all right, dude, fuck this.
Go to the hits. Yeah, go to the one that closed.
Go to the chicken wire set list.
Oh, the Blues Brothers set list.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ah, shit. You're the only one that took a hot one and gave it right back to him.
No, I'm the only one who got it filmed. There's been guys that done
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. When that happened, dude, we never talked about it ever. I was there.
I rode down with you and back.
We rode down together and back, and it was fucking... You were pissed, man. You were like, fuck. But that actually helped your career in some weird way.
Yeah.
Did you think anything would ever come out? Like it was just
no.
Like
I was mortified.
A bad night.
When it was over. Yeah. I was mortified. I had a headache, and I was. I knew you guys thought it was funny, and gave me respect. But I also knew that you guys understood comedy, and I just wasn't sure how regular people seeing it were just going to put it up, and it was going to be me getting booed. There's yeah. people don't understand like.
But it's legendary
that
now.
It's like yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't know that night, but I was like for like 3 days. I was kind of walking around.
Really?
Like, no, walking around New York, like, you know, when you ever hear that you have a death grip? Like, yeah, like my mind was just stuck.
When you're on the road driving too long to a gig and you're going to be late and just
no,
holding on to the
stairwell? I was fucking mentally walking around the city just like, I don't
what
know.
What doing?
I was in some sort of fucking stressed out mode. I don't know. It took like 3 days. I'm not even bullshit.
A friend of mine was there and like got you to sign his ticket afterwards. And I was like, what was that like? How do I even know someone in the audience who was there that day? And he was like, he's a comic. And he was like, it was amazing.
I could never do it again, though. It was just,
well, next week.
I lucked out. I was the right kind of mad. I knew enough about their sport, but I could never do
the
that.
The next week in Cleveland.
It was like hitting a half court shot.
The next week in Cleveland, the crowd tried to reenact something that.
Yeah,
look,
they booed me for no reason.
For no reason.
I was supposed to pretend to get mad.
And trash Cleveland.
Yeah.
I went back. I remember going back. That sucked. That one was. That was
the real fireworks were backstage because I still.
We were sharing a green room.
I let fucking Jeff Wills have it because I told the guy going, I just felt it because a few people before the show saw me. And they just go, boo, like they're already booing me. Yeah. So I said to Jeff, I go, dude, do me a favor. Can you fucking move me up? Give me a chance before these guys get fucking we were in that stupid airport hangar or whatever the hell we were.
Yeah, or we had the dressing room in like a boxcar or some shit.
Sent me back out, you know, it was just, it was over.
I went back into the dressing room and it was fucking torn apart. It was just a lamp broken in half.
I threw the fucking water and then I left.
Didn't they try to do it? I saw them do it. I thought here in New York, like an audience will try, and then you're like, "All right, we're not doing like that's it's."
No,
past.
It was no. It was just during that like I literally catastrophized and thought my career was over. That's what they're gonna want me to do. And then I still remember the first gig I had after that was the Punchline in San Francisco. Most of them hadn't even seen it. And then I was also forgetting like, no, I'm gonna be in a comedy club. Where I can see everybody, where you can be really bold in lawn seats. Fucking, you know, it was the Opie and Anthony.
It was 12,000 people, 10 to 12,000 people that were tailgating for 5 hours before the show.
Yeah, but we knew that show was coming.
Yeah.
For the first time when we did Worcester, I was worried. I was like, these guys, this is
gonna
be
me and Voss would walk around pacing backstage an hour before the show. Like, I had literally 7 minutes set, maybe 10 minutes set. I would write it down, rewrite it, go over it, because someone was getting it.
I always blame Voss, not blame Voss, but...
it's easy.
No, he threw gas on the fire, because the first guy got booed, and rather than being like, hey, guys, we're here to give you a fucking show, blah, 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 he went back out, made fun of the dude, and then started bombing himself and said, hey, if you guys don't laugh, I'll bring so-and-so back. So I felt at that point, he kind of turned the keys over like,
Yeah.
But he's comfortable in that environment, so. Like,
okay, you don't know who I am, okay? I'm Vich Voss, okay? Oh. Yeah, who
I knew I was in trouble. I remember.
I rare bombed and
Tracy Morgan only did like fucking 8 minutes.
He only lied on the ground talking about his asshole for 8 minutes.
No, he felt it coming, and I was just going, oh no. Because, you know, the uptown rooms, I've been booed in those fucking things. You do those things enough, you feel it coming. And he was out there, did his shit, stuck and moving. And he was just like, ah, fuck
you
this. All right, guys, take it easy. And he walked out.
You
and I
see
was
the
just
water.
Going like, I was like, that was a smart move right there. That was a smart fucking
You can
move.
See it coming, the water's coming back from the shore. And you're like, oh, God.
It was such a long show, man. It was, I mean, we got there in the afternoon. These fucking, they
had
all this crazy shit we were doing.
It was broad daylight. Half the crowd is still sitting down.
They took
around.
A break?
He had his whole family there, the poor bastard.
Oh.
Who? Oh, Shum.
Nah, no, I don't ever say names.
Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about it.
No, they don't.
It was fucking, yes, it's
all they showed was my set.
Say
no,
name.
They didn't. Everybody knows who bombed on that show.
No, and they don't, because people go, what they say now is like, everybody on this show got booed, and then Bill went up and said, fuck this. Yeah. That's not what happened. The first dude got booed. The rest of you guys, you had a great set.
Two people got booed before you.
No.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, Herrera got a little bit. But
Herrera got a little bit.
Shot the fuck up, and he didn't leave.
Right.
But he never got credit for that.
Yeah, no, it was Voss, somebody, then me, then Patrice.
What? Got... No, none of you guys got booed.
None of us got booed.
No, see, no, no. It went the dude who got booed. Boss was hosting. Dude, Ralphie May was on that show. Fucking show was unreal. Tracy Morgan's on that show. I want to say, what's his face? Was
Bob, Bob Saget was on that show.
The fucking lineup was unbelievable.
It was fucking
these guys
stupid.
Were like, they were all the fuck. There was,
yeah, but they would put me on the first half anywhere they needed me. I would go. I never had a, like, I'd show up and I'd just be after Patrice or after this guy or after Saget. And they'd
you
put
were
Billy.
After the break.
Yeah, no, I was before the break, always. You were after the break. You had to go up after the
this
break.
This might be another Ken Shamrock moment.
I have it.
Wear and tear.
No.
I'll go to YouTube again. I'll look it up and see
if I can find it. I thought that it went, it, there was the intermission where they showed Opie getting raped by Jim.
Yep.
And that guy eating the pus out of that dude's ear and you puking.
Ugh.
Right? It was disgusting.
Gross.
And then there was, then you came out of the break and then Dom Irrera and then me. That was the back end of the show. You... Dom, me, and then Jim Norton. Jim Norton. Well,
no, it was
up,
that guy.
Never addresses what happens. Just goes right into his set like he's on the Tonight Show and fucking leveled.
Oh,
really?
Leveled.
No. Because what's his name? It was Dom.
I've got the list.
And
yeah.
Then the guy who bombed.
You got the list.
Yeah. It was 2006 or 2007.
Yeah. There you go. Good. Good. What's the list?
September 2006.
Okay, Kelly.
September
Kelly,
9th?
The first time she's ever.
Ever.
Stop. 1 second. This is the first time she's ever.
The drama.
She's ever used the computer we've had this for in the right way. She's ever fucking done this, which she's supposed to do. Some, and she just did it.
Yeah. All right.
For the love of God.
September 9th is in Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Saget. I'm saying names.
Just go ahead.
All right. Oh, you don't have the order.
I do have the order. Bob Saget, Jimmy Schubert. Well, this is the order it says on Wikipedia.
No, Jimmy took the beach. Oh, he went out first.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It says Bob was first, then Jim, then Dom, then Bob, then Bill, then Ralphie, Patrice, Rich, and Tracy.
Nope.
So they have that.
Nope.
That's not the order.
Okay,
not
so they have who was
remotely.
There. Oh, I couldn't even. No. Oh,
that's not even
the same.
Remotely.
Not the same show.
That's not even.
That's the show.
It says Atlanta. On
that's
the top
show.
Patrice always got on before the break.
I was always on before Patrice. Always. They always put me on before Patrice. I was always on the first half. I never went on the second half. That's what sucked about you because you were like, dude. I'm not going on for till 3 hours into the fucking show.
Yeah, Jimmy Schubert got booed at 7 something, and I went on after 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
the ideal comedy show is about 90 minutes.
Yeah. This is a 6 hour marathon
indoors,
show.
Indoors,
there was a guy in the front row, so drunk, screaming at me, going, "Fuck you, you fucking fuck."
Oh, man.
Just that. Just calling me you fucking fuck. Fuck you. Screaming in the front row. And someone had to like grab him and just drag him out of there.
Perfect for live performance.
It was fucking crazy, dude. It was a crazy, crazy time. And after that happened, it was even more intense. And when they called you, I kept asking for more money, hoping they'd say no. But after that happened, they were like, just give them what they want, because nobody wanted to do it. They had Carlos Mencia do it too. He got a hot one. Mike Birbiglia fought back. A lot of people, I mean, your comic instinct goes in, but nothing to what you do. When
yeah,
I
we
saw.
No, remember, we wrote, because I've told this story a zillion times. What happened? We drove home.
Yeah.
In kind of silence.
In silence? Yeah.
Remember correctly.
You were mumbling.
I had a splitting fucking headache.
You were mumbling every once in a while. Something would come out, like fucking, you know, what the fuck? And then you'd.
Oh, I was pissed.
And then you'd throw something.
Tour.
Yeah.
Fucking need this shit. Dude, I knew in my heart of hearts, I knew not to go to Cleveland, and I still went like a fucking idiot. And I was just like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
And you bailed. You shut down the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to become that guy.
Yeah. He's here. Let's boo him. You're selling t-shirts that say boo.
If you would have went that route and that's what your career is now, you just have
come
to
on, everybody. Give it to me.
And then you got to go up and just hammer them off.
It's Bill the Boo Burr.
Be shot.
Bill the Boo Burr. Oh, yeah.
It's
those
like they
t-shirts.
Hate you, but they love you. Every night you set out, you're yelling at you.
The opening band was so bad, they were still booing them when we were on.
You have to have a certain number of people because you can't get 600. I can't get over those amount of boos. It has to be 500.
He calls his fans ghosts.
Opie tried to
he's
talk
the ghost killer.
Into when we did that tour again the next year. It's like, dude, there's no fucking way going back out on that. You saw it happen in Cleveland. I'm not doing it. And then he goes, well, could you at least do Philly? That's what he said.
No way.
They're trying to get you to re-enlist in Vietnam.
No, you know, he's
yeah, he loves
dude,
to
he's
run.
A smart, yeah, it's the show first.
Yeah.
And then you're fucking bleeding jugular. That's the genius of the show. Can't you just put some gauze in it? We'll only let you bleed for 10 minutes. Come on, bro.
For the show.
Yeah, do it for the show.
He really is like that. My voice is shot, and I was on the show the other day, and he's still trying to make me throw up by throwing me, showing me maggots up some guy's nose. And I'm like, I'm not looking at it, dude. I have fucking 6 shows to do, you twat. I'm not throwing up for your fucking fans and lose my voice to you fucking in for 5 minutes of maybe
he's the
funny.
Point guard. Oh, yeah. He's the point guard. He pushes the pace.
Just keep moving.
Listen,
keep moving.
Bobby, if you didn't come to play, don't put your sneakers on.
Tap your helmet. They'll send someone else in.
Is that what they do?
That was my favorite thing about, has always been about the Opie and Anthony show. Is what like I was in, probably did it like for 3 weeks, and I quickly realized these guys never asked the question like, well, what if this happens? Like, they just came up with a bit. There was no sort of like, well, what's the worst possible case scenario? Never asked that question. They would just do shit. I mean, what like 2 weeks in that? Not I was gonna say Bernie Madoff. Who was the guy who shot all those kids on the subway?
Bernie Getz.
Bernie Getz. We had him in there.
I remember that show.
And just tried to make him as mad.
Oh God!
As we could.
The subway vigilante.
Dude, yeah, it was scary.
Running for office. He was running for office. He was going into his bag, and
he had a bag.
No one frisked him.
Yeah, what the fuck? Not frisked. I was yelling something at him, like something about don't take any shit. It was something along those lines. And it wasn't until I listened to the playback that I was realizing what the fuck was I? You know, you get the microphone and you're like, you feel like you're in the safety zone. Yeah. Hey, I got a microphone.
Shoot me when I'm here.
Hey,
it's fine.
It's gonna hit the mic and ricochet. Can't shoot somebody with
it. That was a creepy show. Listening to that show, it was like, oh fuck me.
You guys took a guy that's actually killed people, and you're like, come on, really? Yeah. Come on, fight back.
Yeah, and he was a cartoon. He was a cartoon. I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Yeah. Until the playback.
It's like the way you talk to the TV. You're like, fuck you. But you're in the room with him, and the guy killed fucking people?
Yeah, he said something like, oh, you guys just came here to kind of make fun of me.
Something shit.
Along, are you not taking me seriously?
His eyes twitching.
Did he crack his neck when he said it?
He said the same thing probably to those kids.
Yeah.
Like the exact same. Yeah.
No, you know what? I can't remember if it was that. I have no memory anymore. I can't remember if it was that or if it was that dude where they said, you know, they brought him on that talk show and said somebody had a crush on you and it was a gay guy. And he was like, oh, you guys tricked me. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, and then it wasn't.
And then he killed the kid.
Yeah, he killed the guy,
Jones.
His buddy.
Yeah, the chick with the red glasses.
Oh. I thought it was Jenny Jones. Was it Jenny Jones?
The girl who had the red frame glasses.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse Raphael, who really fell off, by the way.
I love her.
If you've seen her lately.
Yeah, when your guest kills another guest, that's kind of
she's
bad for business.
She does not look too well.
Yeah,
she was hot for a minute with those glasses.
What?
She was the biggest thing in the world, too.
No, those glasses were hot in the 80s. The red frame.
They were
glasses,
hot. Yeah, fuck
filthy
yeah.
Filthy fucking whore.
I don't like that. I say it and Dan goes against me. Bill says it. He's like, yeah, you're right. I did like
No, because I was talking about the glasses. You were talking about that fucking old lunch lady.
She's fucking hot.
She looked like a librarian, like an ugly librarian, not even a sexy librarian.
She looks
the glasses
terrible
were.
Now.
She looked, no, now she looks awful.
Let me see. Spin it around.
Yeah. Back in the day, she wasn't that bad.
Looks like Bruce, she looks like a skinny Bruce Valanche.
For the grace of God.
All right, why don't you throw that? Give me the bandana.
You just wanted to say the word phalanche.
I did.
She looks like an old yenta.
Yeah, get her back in the day, though.
Fucking hell.
Get an old one. Get an old one. 19.
Yeah, you can't have like 23-year-old hair. Fucking 80-year-old face.
That's gotta be a wig. That's gonna be a wig.
Just, yeah, that's what I mean. Like if you're dying and you know, and your lipstick and shit. Ah, forget it.
Man, I start. Yeah. I those guys were actually. I don't understand how she fell off. Ricky
By the way,
Lay
how
fell
long
off.
Does this go?
Well, we're almost wrapping up soon.
Okay. No,
Jesus, okay. Not too much longer now with
talk
that
about
fucking
leaving,
attitude.
I'm, you know, leaving him wanting more.
Yeah, well, no, we don't do that every week.
We do the opposite.
Yeah, we do the opposite.
You do every podcast.
We actually listen
once.
We leave them on pause.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll get back to this
after lunch break. I'll fucking listen to the
rest
of this.
We have truck drivers that listen to the show.
Oh, you do.
They have to get fucking lumber to fucking Knoxville, so they need as much podcasting as we can give them.
Got
to
get them to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're gonna do one more thing about the book, and we're gonna get out of here. We got the book coming out the 16th of October. It's Cheat: A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
That has the link to our
awesome movie, which was
we got into Tribeca
Film Festival.
Please, let's not lose the focus.
Called Cheat.
That's right.
And it's me, DeRosa, who was going to stop by. Apparently had another meeting.
Maybe he fell off his bicycle.
We got video of him on a bike.
What, he rides a bike now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Joe, tattoos. Joe is like right out of like central casting, like mugging victim. Does he have a tattoo?
He got. Have two. You not seen him yet? Dude. Oh, Bill.
Can you please tell him what the tattoo says? It's just, it's lettering, but tell him what it means.
It says, keep kicking him in the nuts. It's KK.
You can't do that in your head?
I don't know. I'm retarded.
But it looks like KKK.
Smarter than everybody here.
And it's tattooed up on his forearm.
I wish you could ever.
You didn't see that last night?
And then he got, what is it? Is it Zappa?
Zappa Lives.
Zappa Lives. You didn't need the lives.
Listen, you know who said, Zappa. Listen to me, Bill. It says, keep kicking him in the nuts, because that's what George Carlin said to him once.
I remember that.
And he got it tattooed on his arm.
George Carlin also said that to everybody he met.
I had a full stop after it as well.
Is he all right? Is he on like some sort of suicide watch?
Who, DeRosa?
Yeah, why is he doing that?
Yeah, he got a bike.
He got a bike.
He's got a dungaree jacket. He had a dungaree jacket on last night.
I thought
Burr walks in and goes, "You look like fucking. You look like the Million Dollar Man." What's it?
I said, "Why are you dressed like Lee Majors?"
Lee Majors.
See that? Isn't that funny with jokes? Yeah. A little adjustment.
Little adjustment.
Why are you dressed like the $6 Million Man?
Oh, God, dude. This is the video.
So did DeRosa ride the bike there?
Yep, he rode it.
But he refused to ride it away when we were standing there watching him.
There you go. This is his helmet.
Let's tell the story here.
Yeah.
He had this big, stupid helmet.
He has a helmet?
Well, you know like that guy in the war movies who, like, you know, the veterans tell you how to wear the helmet? Yeah. He's wearing it like in boot camp. Yeah,
he has the press guy helmet, not the army guy helmet.
Yeah, so he saw us standing there waiting for him to put his guy on. He goes, I'm not putting. We were half a block away. Just staring at him. And he sensed us staring at him. It's like fucking, it's like 1 a.m. So he gets his bike and he literally runs across the street with his helmet. He goes, I'm not doing it. Thinking that we're not going to, we start following this fucking guy, crouching behind cars. Dude, I crouched behind that wall with that urine smell. And he finally thinks, he's like fucking 2.5 city blocks away. And us two immature assholes in our 40s are crouching behind cars following him, right? He finally puts the fucking thing on thinking he's safe. And then I just thought Bob was going to film him. Bob, of course, has taken it another level. Just runs out of nowhere just like, hey! And scared the shit out of him.
Push play on that. Here. Yeah, watch that. Makes me so happy.
Put it up to the mic so they can hear at least him screaming. He's coming.
Jesus Christ.
It's gonna.
I'll put this. I'm gonna put this video up on the.
Let me see. I want to.
I'm gonna put the video up. Yeah, turn the volume down. I'm gonna put this video up on the page. The you know what, dude? Page. So you can check it out.
That is great.
His helmet. He looks
fucking rollerblading helmet from '98, like when the first X Games came out.
It's just awful. He does. It's a rollerbladers helmet, not a bike helmet.
It looks a bit too big for him. Like he's like.
Why did he get Zappa Lives?
He's a big Zappa fan.
He doesn't need the lips, though.
No, but like that's like I think a catchphrase amongst fans.
With his glasses, he looks
like Primus sucks. Yeah. Zappa lives.
Yeah.
All right, so
he's not going to get a sleeve, is he?
No, he can't because he got lettering. It's not like a tattoo. It's just thin lettering that says "kick him in the nuts." But
it just looks like KKK. Full stop at the end.
I would. You know what? I got to give it up to him that fucking pansy actually sat there and took it. Where I would think, you know, and he did it twice.
I would have loved to see his face, though, while he was getting...
I don't know why he's the most interesting person I've ever met.
Him doing his act.
Taking his glasses on and off. He really does look like, with his glasses and that helmet, he looks like the guy in the Vietnam movie that dies first. Glasses. The nerdy kid that doesn't know.
Zappa Lives. I mean, you meet a guy in a bar and he has a Zappa Lives tattoo.
If he explains what that other thing means, that would
be... Yeah, but that's just such a dumb
infuriating.
Thing. It's just like...
Holy shit, that's funny.
What are you doing? What kind of act are you doing?
To the point, I feel bad that we're talking about it because it's so, like, not even defensible.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what'd be a great practical joke? Is if we somehow fucking...
If we killed DeRosa?
No. If we somehow chloroformed him. And he passed out and we took him to one of those laser removal things.
Got it done.
And we got rid of both of them.
And then when he wakes up, there's just a post-it that says, you're welcome.
But then if he wants to go through it, because you know that's where he wants him, that's going to hurt like more.
to get
he'll
him
have
redone.
To get, he'll have to get. I said he kicked him in the nuts. Yeah.
Let's go get a bunch of open mic comics, and they put fake kicking, keep kicking him in the nuts tattoos. Like on
everybody
just,
gets
everybody's
it.
Everybody's like, yeah, he all said that to us.
Oh god,
like, that's just what he
you
said.
You got that too?
I got it too.
I'm
met
a
George
Spartacus.
Carlin.
I'm a Spartacus.
I gotta be on. Now that we're actually doing it on a podcast, like I'm actually worried about him. That's like that is a completely
midlife crisis.
It's a departure from the way he behaves. Like I would have
yeah, the bike threw me off though. The helmet and the bike threw me off.
That's no big deal. You're saving money on cabs.
Yeah, but the bike, he's got a dad, he's got a jean jacket, he's got tattoos.
He's becoming Lou Reed.
All right, check it out. We're gonna do one more promo for the book. I'm going to do a little right now. If you guys are a fan of the show, go to Amazon.com. Go to our website, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and go to Amazon.com. You guys buy anything on the internet. Any of the stuff from Tech Talk, any of the stuff we talk about, go to our page. You can help support the show by using the Amazon link right on our page. This last month was the highest month ever of people using that link. So we appreciate that.
144.
Well, it goes by the money. If you, the more money you spend on there, we get a percentage of that. Nothing big, very small, but it does help. And then keep going. And if you guys, video game guys, go to gamefly.com/YKWD for a 2-week free trial. If it's the Netflix of video games,
8,000 games.
If you don't want to, are you on Netflix, Gamefly too?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's five advertisers that will all advertise on all of us. When are you getting stamps.com? 8,000. Would you like to bring the arcade into your apartment? Wouldn't it be great to take 2 weeks of vacation time and do nothing but order pizzas and play video games? Well, right now you can. If you go to www.gamefly.com/YKWD
or / what's yours?
Bill Burr. Maybe you can get 16,000 games if you type them in both. Who knows? All I know is I'm jealous because we used to have to play a quarter each.
Shit. So, yeah, there you go, guys. And the donations are great, too. Appreciate that. Make sure you go to Laughspin.
I'm sorry. I was just going to give you a motion when you're done.
Laughspin, one of the unofficial sponsors, cringehumor.com. And
Laughbutton, Matt Curtis at Laughbutton, awesome Matt, comedy website.
Absolutely, go to those sites. They support our show, and support comedy and comics we like. So make sure you check them out and give them support. What else? What am I forgetting?
We
sold a shitload of merch this week, and YKWD merch. We sold a bunch of it at the show. If you guys want any of that, because I brought it to this show because all of us were going to be there. You can go to riotcast.com, hit the merch page, hats, posters, shirts, mugs, whatever the fuck you want, you can get it there. So make sure you check that out. I'm going to do a
fucking hat, dude.
I gave Billy a hat yesterday.
I didn't even want it.
I go, dude, you want a hat? He goes, no. I go, no, take a hat. He goes, no. I felt like my mother, though.
I didn't say no. I said I got too much shit.
Yeah.
Dude, his apartment, fucking gorgeous. Clutter, dude.
Well, yeah.
Dude, you guys are like borderline hoarders, man.
No, it's me. It's not her. It's because I'm home. I got home. I have all my shit upstairs. All my boxing shit, my fly fishing shit. I gotta go to the storage unit and drop all my shit off.
You gotta pick a hobby.
Fly fishing?
I got a whole bag of fly fish. Yeah, I got a lot of fly fish. We came back from the vacation, and I was supposed to drop shit off at the storage unit, and I didn't.
Your fly fishing stuff?
Yeah, all my fly fishing shit. I had a big
bag. Do you
know
the weirdest things make me miss Patrice? You know, the fucking Joe's tattoos, the fact that he's not here to trash him, that's actually making me miss him. And the fact that you're sitting here talking about your dumb fly fishing.
Yeah.
Just thinking what the fuck he would say.
Yeah, I know. It is weird, man. Like, I wonder if he would... I knew he knew I went fly fishing, but he never trashed me. Oh, Mr. P, fuck yeah. Yeah, we should announce that every week. We were doing that for a minute and we stopped. Make sure you go get Mr. P. All the proceeds go to his family.
I bought it.
That's yeah, great. I bought it too.
It's unbelievable.
It's actually phenomenal.
Here's the thing, too.
Tulu. I love that bit with Tulu. You don't have any black friends.
I'll do it. On shuffle, I'll just be laughing like a maniac. One of his tracks will come up, like the dog's one, where my dog appreciates me.
Are you faggot? What?
Oh, my God. That's such a brilliant
up here
bit.
Fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not going to be like, I'm going to buy me a ladder. I need to go out there. Oh, fuck.
He doesn't act like he doesn't need it. No.
Brilliant fucking bit.
I dare you to download that album and not be singing, I am black, you are white.
Together we will write this.
Holy shit. That fucking album's great.
All right, yeah, make sure you check that out. And cheat, man, buy our book. BillyBird.com.
Go watch the fucking movie.
The movie, yes. The movie's going to be out there. The movie is, and we're almost finished with the, what is that?
That's mine.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Sounds as different as that. You're trying to go support Patrice's family. I just want to put mine away, man. Just forget it.
No, dude.
Go buy Patrice's living comic.
Yes, put a living comic that's not as good.
Let me see. Could be someday.
If it's
get yelled at by a clown. At the very least, it's worth just to see the creepy picture
of Nate and his dad.
Nate Bargatze.
What's cool is you have, like, how much hope you had in
it's
your
all
face,
coming together.
And then you turn around and you just see the.
I had LASIK the day that picture was taken.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Or not the day, but
the one on the front or the back?
You look like your team got their ass kicked in the first half. Well, in the picture.
He's a Vandy fan.
I'm a Vandy fan, so.
We practiced for.
That's what.
All right, we're going to wrap this thing
up. We're wrapping this thing up right now. We're doing. We're going to do a tech talk real quick at the end of this, and it actually has something to do with Bill Burr, which is funny. Mm. And I have a present for Bill Burr, too. You shave, right? Do you shave, or you grow that all the time? You keep that all the time?
I mean, I trim around it. I don't want it.
You
want
to get to some video?
I don't want it anymore. I have too much stuff.
You don't have to take it, then. I'll give it to somebody else. But stop saying you don't want it. You could say, for this... on the show, you could be like, thanks. And at the end of the show...
I can see how that could be a really helpful product in my life.
That was a good QVC pitch.
Dom Herrera is the best, by the way. You got to have him on.
I love Dom.
Hey, tell me about that product, Bob. I'm going to try to channel what he does.
All right, this is a friend of mine, Todd Green, who started this company. It's for bald guys. And it's called Headblade. A lot of people don't know it. I use Headblade products. I don't really use the Headblade device, but
is
I use the
tech
products.
Talk?
Yeah, this is Tech Talk. Sorry, we forgot to do the thing. Tech Talk with Bobby and friends.
That was me.
But this thing right here is...
I have the fake fingers?
No, you can't have them. They go back in.
Damn it.
Do they come with the thing?
This thing right here is called the Headblade. And it's actually, I use all the products. It's called mentholated shave cream. Hang on, Billy. Come on.
Does this really turn into like one of those, like, fucking, what's those late night
QVCs?
Shows? QVCs.
Absolutely.
We've got a ladder that actually folds down.
But this, are you getting this on video? Well, let me know that.
Bob, we got the audio. I think the video would be too much for you to listen to. This is so compelling.
We've got 46 of these left. We've got 46. They're flying off the thing.
43. We've got 43.
They're down to $29.
I found out that Dan hates the show.
No,
this podcast. I really do. Billy trashing it, and Dan is like, yeah, fuck this. Every week he's like, yeah, let's do Tech Talk.
Ever said let's do Tech Talk?
All right, here we go.
I have no technology in my life.
This thing right here, are you on?
This is
Headblade right here. What? This guy's company, he sent this to me. He's a real big fan, but this is why he sent this to me. I retweeted one of his tweets.
Just tell us what it does.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
That was real.
I did. You did make me mad. I retweeted his thing. This is his brand new one that just came out. His Headblade that just came out. I retweeted, go get this, because he's a friend of mine.
You retweeted
He retweeted
it.
Back... yeah, that's great, Robert Kelly, but can you get Bill Burr to use one? Go fuck yourself, hashtags.
That's my slogan. On my
I didn't know that. I read, hey, yeah, that's cool that you like it, but can you get a better fucking comic to like it? And go fuck yourself. I was like, are you fucking... I was so mad at this guy, because I think it's him, too. Then... the next tweet was from a fan going, dude, if you like it, I'll get you one. His next retweet was, you will? Question mark? Like, really? I call up Todd. I'm about to go do Cowhead in Tampa. I call him up on the phone. I'm like, I go, what the fuck's your problem? What the fuck are you? What are you, go fuck yourself? I'm just trying to help you, dude. I don't give a fuck about. He's like, what are you talking about? I go, what the fuck? Go fuck yourself. Get Bill Burr? What the fuck? He doesn't even shave his head. He goes, dude, I don't do the tweets.
No.
I guess is this kid Lee in the office who does the tweet is a huge Bill Burr fan. And go fuck yourself is his saying. So he
now
was
end a podcast. Thanks so for listening. Go fuck yourself.
So he was
very simple.
So he was saying, I love you. Love Bill. If you get Bill to use it, yeah. Hashtag go fuck yourself because it's Bill's thing. So this kid got in a lot of fucking trouble. He called him up and I got the message too. It's so sad. Hey, this is Lee.
Oh, that was the one you played.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Blah blah blah. So, anyways, he sent me all this shit. It's actually this new one I like a lot. I actually used it. You just put it on your fingers like that. Put it like this, and just roll it across your head.
Oh God! If you had blood, I thought you were about to do it. If you just like a carry moment.
Just roll it across your head like this. For guys who shave their head. It's so much easier just to fucking put the cream on, do this, and you're literally done. It takes under 2 minutes to shave your head with this thing right here. It's pretty fucking, because when you use a regular razor, you're too far away. It's kind of unbalanced for your head. It's unbelievable.
I just keep picturing you nicking your head.
Yeah, no, it's fucking.
It's just got like a wrestling blade mark. It's coming. Someone hit him with a chair.
So this is all you do.
Reverse snooker head. Yeah.
You use this shit right here, which is mentholated. This cream is one of my favorite shave creams of all time. You just take this thing and just roll it right across your head. It's unbelievable. Headblade.com if you guys want to buy these. Make sure you check them out. Good friend of mine and a big fan of Billy Burr. So go fuck yourself.
And buy Nate's album.
Buy Nate's album. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
Check out his podcast. Not that he needs it, but
need it.
All right, it's one of the top podcasts out there in my book.
Aren't they all?
Well, nah, dude.
Isn't the way everybody do the numbers? Everybody has 9 million listeners, and dude, I'm number one on Tuesdays.
But I actually started your podcast. I helped you start the first one.
You showed me how to do
it. I set you up.
Don't you dare take
credit. I set you up. I told you, I said, do a podcast and it will help your career. I said that to him.
No,
I said, dude, I said, do a podcast. You went, I don't want it, dude. Fuck you and your hat.
That's not what I said. He said, you should fucking try these things out. Dane's doing one.
I'm doing one.
Yeah.
And you did one.
Yeah.
And I set it up. That's the first show, right?
Bobby, you're going. I fucking gave you an apartment to live in. I'm the reason why you're here in New York. What would you do if I ever said that to you? You fucking cunt. Will you get off? Like I'm leaning here and you're not trashing me? I'm just standing up, leaning with my
Nate, let's never fight like
sat
that.
Sat down so fucking long.
Me and Billy. Me and Billy have some epic fights. Yeah. Epic fights. But anyways, go check out his podcast.
We should have talked about on this.
I know, dude. Yeah. We have fucking
whether wrestling or MMA was more taxing on
that was fun. That was
a scientific argument.
I like that argument.
I guarantee you're gonna get a bunch of fucking emails about that.
What?
That Burr's a fucking idiot. Wrestling isn't real. That's how they're gonna hear it.
Check out Kelly Festuca at Kelly Festuca on Twitter. Check out Dan Soda at Dan Soda on Twitter. Dan, where are you going to be? This come out next week?
I'll be in the city.
All right, good. Dan will have no gigs.
Yeah, Cellar, stand up New York.
Where you going to be, bro?
I'll be at, I'm doing the LA Riot Fest and then San Antonio Rivers Center.
Dan's kind of the next Ben Bailey.
I'm in San Antonio this week.
They've been calling me the retarded
really?
Ben Bailey.
Yeah. I'm not the Rivers Center, though, the other one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the River Center?
No, it's bad, right?
I don't know. I'm worried.
Joe DeRosa works that club.
Really?
Yeah. You'll have fun. All right, buddy. Make sure you buy his album.
Yeah. Yelled at by a clown.
Comes out tomorrow on iTunes.
September 18th.
So check that shit out. You guys are the best. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You
know what?
Don't stop. filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop